Live from the Gregory Ricks and Associates Wealth Management Studios, this is News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
You're listening to Winning at Life. This is the weekly wrap. We're actually live from NOLA Motorsports. It's that racetrack out in Avondale, Louisiana. This is live Financial Talk Radio. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks.
I'm your co-host, James Parker. Coming up on the show today, I got to stop looking at these motorcycles, guys, because they're making me nervous. We still have 3 hours of financial goodness. If you have a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, give us a call, especially before we get the beers in us. 504-260-0995. You can text messages via the Gregory Ricks and Associates app. If I turn it back on here, you can ask your question via Periscope at Gregory Ricks. Hey, Gregory, tap that little go live button. Hey, reset again on us. But we're out here in Avondale at the NOLA Motorsports Park, which is, if you like to go ridiculous speeds on anything with wheels, this is your Disneyland is what it is. And my first impression when I first got out here, because Gregory, you've been telling me stories about this for God knows how long, because you love this place, is just the sheer size of it. I mean, how many acres is this place? Like 250 acres? That track, 2.7 miles long. And it's not an oval. It's got all kinds of S-curves and slaloms and turnarounds and fun stuff on it. But then the go-kart track is huge. The go-kart track, you could mistake that for a real racing track. It's so serious. But is this the drifting park over here that's kind of behind us? Is just that big square of concrete?
Yeah, they have it set up as autocross right now, but they also use it for drifting. And then actually drifting of cars, mm-hmm. And one of the go-kart tracks, I've seen them have drifting contests on that as well, which is pretty, like, surprised me. It's like, wow.
Yeah, it looks like they skid that place up pretty good, so I assume drifting. But when I came here with you not even a month ago, they had a bunch of people on what was obviously their own motorcycles, and they were street bikes, not racing bikes. And they were going through some sort of, yeah, absolutely. They were going through some sort of training course, like a safety course, which is fantastic.
Which track did you see that on?
The one that I thought was the drifting track, but they had all the cones set up, and they were making them go through like the little twists and turns on their bike, and everyone had their own bike, and they weren't racing bikes. So half of them looked like they were roadsters, like they were about to go through the Badlands of Utah or something.
Yeah, I've not seen that. I think, Extreme Experience is on it this morning.
Oh, man, these guys make me nervous. Here, plug that into four. Give it to them. We're joined now. CEO is the correct title, right? Frank?
Yes, it is.
Frank, what's your last name? Pardon me for not knowing better.
No problem. Christian.
Frank Christian. All right, so... why this place? Why is this the business venture that caught your eye and you're like, I'm going to put my CEO sensibilities to this project?
Well, you know, I moved here from San Diego.
Can you get closer?
Yeah, I moved here from San Diego a couple years ago. And when I got here to New Orleans, coming from a business that I owned in San Diego, special event catering business, I was looking for the same sort of rush. And unfortunately, there wasn't a lot of large-scale catering operations that needed my skill set. So I happened to just kind of be looking at venues and ran into the owner, Laney Schwest, and we had a conversation. We started looking at the facility, and I asked him if he knew what he had from a special event venue standpoint. And, you know, originally it was built to be a member-only track, and that was when oil was at $100 a barrel. And when I ran into Laney, oil was about, you know, 45, you know, teetering down toward the 40s. So, you know, not as much disposable income for those folks that wanted to buy vehicles and have a garage and build a garage mahal and do that. So, because of all the amenities that are here at the track, not only the road course, the 2.75 mile road course, the skid pad, which you were speaking about.
That's what it's called, the skid pad. Okay.
Our karting facility. And our event center that we're in today, 34,000 square foot event center, can hold up to 3,700 people in a cocktail reception, plated dinners for 1,000. You know, it's hard to find all that all that area, parking, you know, electricity, Wi-Fi. We have 500 megabytes up and down. So, I mean, from a special event standpoint, the facility is great. And I was just lucky enough, I think, at the time to find them in a time of need, a little management change, a little pivot for the organization. And since then, in the last 2 years, we've gotten rid of a lot of lines of business that weren't making a lot of money. And we've gotten the convention center and the CVBs and all the destination management companies to realize that we're here and it's an opportunity for them to make money selling the facility. One of the other opportunities that we've had has been to allow the convention business to bring in conventions that they hadn't previously gone after, whether it's automotive related. Actually, tractor manufacturers are one of our largest segments. They can go to the convention center and have their booth there and have tractors on display, but they can come out here and build working farms and then put people in combines while they're here in New Orleans at the convention. So we're one of few destinations in the United States that can
happen. We have to go to that. I like to drive a combine.
Yeah, hey, I like that. I like just the raw power, the everything they can pick up. I've never driven a combine before, and I'm from the country. Just to give an example, what all is going on just today? Because when I came in, you know, are they doing the coffee and cars over there? The carts were running, the go-karts were running. We got guys that are about to kill themselves off motorcycles on the big track. We have a beer fest going on here. There's going to be car racing later. Just what's on the schedule for today at the park?
You know, I'm glad you asked. I mean, what we have done is we have gone from hosting a single event at the facility to trying to build weekends or to build, you know, mega days where all the asphalt is being utilized. So just today we have a Corvette car show that's taking place over by our karting area. Extreme Experience is running supercars on the sprint track. Our regular arrive and drive where you can just come out and get behind the wheel of go-karts is running. We're on race number 6 of our sprint kart series that's run by Jay Howard's Motorsport Development Team out of Indiana. And our preferred access members are out right now. Our motorcycle group is out now until 11, and then our car access holders will run from 11 to 2.
All right, what does that mean, preferred access holders?
So, you know, a lot of times people come out and they want to, you know, drive their vehicles. They don't want to race. You know, the everybody, when they start to discuss racetracks, the first thing that they think about is racing. So a lot of folks just say, like, you know, I'm not into racing. I'm not going to bring my car out there. So what we do is we provide preferred access days where people can come out in any vehicle, really, whether it's track, you know, track designed, but at least it's a sedan, you know, can handle the track, and they can just get out and do some spirited driving. So anything from, you know, Porsche and yes, the regulars like Ferraris and things like that, but a lot of folks get Miatas and, you know, tune them up a little bit, and they just want to get out and do some spirited driving and not racing. So we've really engaged with the community again. Unfortunately, there was kind of a dip. And the access program kind of took a little sidestep to what was happening. So we've really been revitalizing that, and our motorcycle membership is starting to grow, and our car membership is on the rise as well.
Have you watched Gregory race much?
You know, I have had the pleasure of seeing everybody get out. So
can you grade him on a scale of 1 to 10? How's he doing here? Because he goes to class and he talks about things that I don't even know about anymore.
So I think, you know, it's not so much a grade as it is return. So he keeps coming back. So that means he's doing just well enough to keep himself, one, not scared, two, out of the body shop, and three, wanting to come back. So.
Yeah, we don't want to dent, bend anything, rip front ends off or anything. It's just it's great to go fast. The preferred access, I really like that because it allows me to get on the track another 2-3 times a month, mm-hmm. Up to 3 hours of driving time. We had what was it recently? The invitation.
Oh, we had our recruitment day. We had our recruitment open house.
Yeah, and I brought a bunch of guests, and that was the most I've driven on the track in a 3 hour period. I was on the track for 2.5 hours of the 3 hours. I was like exhausted, but it's so fun. It's not crowded or anything, and everybody's experienced that gets on the track, and we have rules and guidelines to go by because this is about safety. Mm-hmm. And I don't, you know, when people ask, well, you're racing? No, I'm racing against myself. I'd like to improve my time. That's how I look at it. Otherwise, I'd kind of, you know, if somebody wants to pass me, go. I'm doing my own thing.
Yep.
Scott was telling me the baddest car out here isn't a Lamborghini, isn't a Ferrari, it's a Porsche. Is that a universally accepted?
Well, I would have to say, I think just because of the track design by Alan Wilson and the amount of runoff and the safety that's built into this track, it has led us to believe that the Porsche owners are having the best time out here. From then, that's a standpoint from the handling, the timing, and just getting around the track.
Well, I've driven a few different cars out here. I've driven a Camaro ZL1 on the track, a Corvette Z06, and I've driven a Porsche GT4. And the Porsche is the best handling on this track. It is so fun.
All right, I wouldn't have guessed that. But the average person listening, they love fast cars. They love souping up their own car. How do they get involved here? What's the entry level, shallow end of the pool?
Perfect. So there's many different levels. You can either do Your Wheels, Our Track, or we have our third-party partner, Extreme Experience, where you can come out and drive their car, burn their brakes and their tires. And that gives you really an introduction to the track. It's a 20-minute class about how to get around the track, braking, speed, acceleration, turning. And then they let you loose three laps, an introductory lap, and then three laps around the track. Most people, because of the 3,200 foot straightaway, are able to get in the 140, 150 range on the straightaway.
Heck yeah.
And because the track is so safe with lots of runoff, it's a very controlled environment. So unlike hopping in your buddy's car and heading up the 10 or, trying to cross the spillway at 140 miles an hour, you never know if there's going to be a pothole or a bug or whatever.
Or a minivan full
way.
Of children.
That too.
Right.
That too. And so then, once you've done the extreme experience, then we have other options where you can bring your car and do a track day light, which is some lead follow with some instruction. Then that progresses to track day heavy, where you're doing some lead follow as well with some instruction, but then you're doing some limited passing. And then that just, progresses on. You can do our Mustang experience. We have some FR500s, manual transmission race cars that you can get in with roll cage. And then if you really have the bug, then we have our NASA program. We're the only track in North America that owns our NASA NOLA region. That's the National Auto Sport Association. So we own the NOLA region, and there's 8 races a year. And now then you can go, high-performance driver education, HPDE program, and it goes 1 to 4, yeah.
All right, hey, Frank Christian, so. I'm going to hit pause here. This is the CEO of NOLA Motorsports. In 3 minutes, come back. I want you to tell me about the Beer Fest going on today. And then see that little banner that's on the stairway where they're talking about the inflatable race? That looks like something for my kids. I want to ask you about that. All right, financial situations, you can go ahead and chime in, and we'll talk to you after Frank here. 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. This is Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks, live at the West Bank Beer Fest at NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. Be right back on iHeartRadio.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. You won't learn this anywhere else.
I'm a disabled person. How would that affect my Social Security disability as far as inheritance?
What they need to set up is a trust for you, that if there is money, that it can go into an irrevocable trust. It doesn't go to you, and one of your siblings can be the trustee. That's how to do it correctly.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10. News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks and Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to GregoryRicks.com, download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
How about your traditional IRA and 401k? If your earnings are in the higher tax brackets, you can benefit from contributing to a traditional IRA or 401k. This reduces your income and eliminates capital gains as a result of trading inside the account.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Gregory Ricks and Associates brings you the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all aspects of your money. Meet Dwayne Stein of Mortgage Gumbo.
Every time I ask it, how many homeowners are in the audience? It's 100%. Let's say 90% to be safe. But then when I say how many are in a retirement home, you go down to 10, 20%.
The Total Wealth Authority. Summon us with the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, gregoryricks.com or 504-832-9200.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
We're a very busy firm. It's kind of like going to a restaurant. What do you want to be, the only one dining in there for lunch? 20 tables and you and a couple other people are in there? Nah, I don't want to do that. I want it to be busy because I know the food's good and I'm getting high quality. And that's one thing about our firm is, you know, we're busy. We have appointments all day long, every day, multiple advisors. If you want more information about our services and fees, we have form ADV, and you can go to gregoryricks.com. Bottom of every page, there is a link for that. Or call the office, 504-832-9200.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at gregoryricks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Are you ready?
Exclusive access to the Capital One Cardholder Presale for our iHeartRadio Music Festival starts Tuesday at 12 p.m. Get your Capital One card ready and see the full lineup today at iHeartRadio.com/Capital One.
New. We all love new. And now there's a new version of the iHeartRadio app. It's not an update. It's an upgrade. All your favorite music and live radio stations are easier to find, getting you closer to the music you love with just a tap.
This is Angus Young from AC/DC on iHeartRadio.
Breathe in that new app smell. All your favorite music, all your favorite stations, all free. Go to your app store and get the new iHeartRadio app now. Situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory. Winning at Life on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Welcome back. This is Winning at Life. It is the weekly wrap. It is live financial talk radio. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks, along with James Parker. If you have a financial situation, want to join the conversation, it's 504-260-0995.
All right, we're joined by Frank Christian, CEO of NOLA Motorsports Park. Let's talk about what's going on today. And I don't mean everything going on around us with the motorcycles and the carts. And that is Coffee and Cars or whatever.
That is a Corvette. That's a regional Corvette show.
Okay, so that's not the Cars and Coffee.
Yeah, that's something you do a few times a year.
Yeah, so we'll host Cars and Coffee quarterly. Okay. Part of my mission has been to work on the awareness of the park. There's folks in West Wego, a half a mile away, that have never been to the park. So when I first got here, I looked at the events that we were doing, and because I'd had some experience throwing beer festivals in San Diego, shout out to Heroes Brew, which is going on today, also in San Diego, so I'm still partnered with them. So two brew fests going on at the same time. So we decided to start the West Bank Beer Fest. So last July was the first one. We did it in July because there's just not much to do, and it's miserable outside. Nobody wants to be outside. So we do it inside our event center. And last year we had 22 breweries. We had almost 600 people show up. And this year we have over 31 breweries. And we've added a lot of other elements to it to give everybody a little something different to hang out. And our lead act is Johnny Sketch, going on at 3:30 later today. And the Stompers. 610 Stompers are our nonprofit partners, so they'll help us with the pouring. So, you know, part of like the West Bank Beer Fest and some other things we've gone after, we hosted the Tough Mudder race in March, and we continue to look for other opportunities like that to get people to the park, to get them to not think of the facility as a racing facility.
Yeah, a lot more than that. Like today, I heard the 610 Stompers are going to be doing pouring, and then when the signal comes, they're going to come out in the middle and have a dance break.
Yes, that's what we do.
See, that's new. We've been to a lot of beer fests. So we grade this against other beer fests we've been to. Number one, you're winning because you have air conditioning. That's our number one complaint.
That is unbelievable itself. Yeah. Indoor beer fest.
Because we've been to beer fest when it's 106, and we've been to beer fest when it's raining. Mm. I don't care if it's raining or 106 today. We're inside. But you've got the gigantic Connect Four. You've got a gigantic Jenga set up. And then there's going to be a Flip Cup tournament. So this is there's a lot more going on than just the beer fest today.
Yep,
how about
yep.
beer pong? Is that?
That's no what, beer pong. No beer pong today. And actually, the Flip Cup is a timed Flip Cup challenge. So not necessarily Flip Cup with the beer, but it's more of a cup challenge. It's a team cup challenge.
Yeah, they said they're using water for the challenge,
yes,
I believe.
Absolutely.
Well,
yep.
Well, do what you got to do to keep the insurance company happy. But this banner over here looks like something my kids would be interested in. And when you told me about this place a couple years ago, I didn't think I'd be dragging my kids out here. But there's the Great Inflatable Race. All right. And so Scott was telling me about it. There's this access road on the backside of the track, and it's just going to be lined with different inflatable obstacles.
Yep. Yep. So, and it'll be a 2.5 mile course. It's family friendly. Anybody can participate. And basically, no physical challenges other than jumping on an inflatable and climbing up and over and coming through. So we've already got our NOLA Motorsports team, and I think we've got 3 or 4 families that are coming out to do it. So. Those are the type of non-traditional type events that we've gone after. And there's actually a circus coming at the end of September to the park as well.
They still have those.
That's what I was wondering. Yeah. I thought they retired all that. Maybe it was the elephants.
I know Barnum and Bailey did definitely retire, but there's still Cole Brothers Circus, I suppose, out there. Did y'all book them at the last Blockbuster? Is it the last Blockbuster video? Did you find that one too?
Yeah, right when we were looking for the red box.
All right, so other things that people would be interested out here besides cars and things that go very fast?
Sure. We do birthday parties. We host corporate retreats, conventions. We have a team building partner, Fuel Success Academy, Amy Landry. They do executive coaching, so we get a lot of folks to come out and host their quarterly executive meeting or their team meetings. Hub International came out and did their big annual kickoff in January. We had upwards of 700 people out here doing all kinds of different activities, doing their product launches, announcing the employee of the year, things like that. So we're very diverse, and the facility is really a blank canvas for anybody that's looking for something non-traditional outside of the hotel room and giving people a way to kind of add some adrenaline to their day.
That'll do it. NOLAMotor.com is the website. Gregory, what got you so wrapped into this whole scene?
My employees pulled together a little money, got me a Christmas gift, and it was a ride in a Ferrari, to drive a Ferrari with extreme experience.
Wait, I remember that. I thought you asked for that, and you've been wanting to do that, and they just pulled it together for you because you already were in the scene already. That was your intro to the scene?
That was the intro to the scene. Was that? Now, yeah, I'm a car guy interested, but I'd never experienced this. And this place has been out here for a decade. I can't believe I didn't already know about it, but it was that I took 3 laps in a Ferrari, and I said, oh, heck no, kind of like that.
Mm-hmm.
I need more time. So I said, what does it cost me for, say, 10 more laps? And, it's one of those gifts that costs you money. And, yeah, it cost me a little bit more money that day. And then I went, had the Mustang experience, an actual Mustang race car. There's nobody in the other seat. It was me behind the wheel, and it was all controlled environment. But, gosh, it was so fun. And then I said, okay, I'm going to have to do this more. And ultimately I became a member of the track here.
So 3 laps, I can't stop now. You know, like your first hit was free. It sounds a lot like crack. Your first hit was free, and then the money had to start coming because you were hooked.
Yeah, and one of the thing is getting to 140, 150 on that straightaway. And you know what's cool about it? You see any trees out there along the track?
No.
Any telephone poles?
No, pretty sad.
Houses? Police? State troop? No, none of that's out there. So it's safe to go fast. And that was, if you like that kind of adrenaline rush in a safe way, it's perfect. How could you not want to keep doing it?
See, I know exactly what the draw is. Number one, it's the adrenaline rush. Whether you're into this or not, you go 130 miles an hour, your adrenaline's going to kick in. I don't care who you are or how many times you've done it. But it's also, I know, an absolute escape.
Oh, it is. I always look at it as like you're going to another world.
Yeah, and look, here's the deal. You know, you got all these stresses in your life. I've got four kids. I've got a career going, and there's other family things, and there's other personal problems and financial issues and car trouble and all. You know, life beats you down. And, you know, I don't mind going fishing, but when I'm going fishing, a lot of times I'm still thinking about work, you know, and I like to do other sort of relaxing things. You know, I've tried golf before. You can still think about work and stuff when you're playing golf. When you're going 130 miles an hour and then you know you're about to have to jack the brakes like a monster just to make this 90-degree turn coming up, and then you're skidding through it and your back wheels are barely holding on, you can kind of feel that little fishtail shimmy start up, and then you take off again. You can't think about anything else. You can't still be burdened with that horrible boss you have. No offense, Gregory. You know, or the other stresses, or, you know, what you're big sister's doing, all this crazy stuff. It really is an escape, and you have no choice but to be focused on the task at hand. I think that's one of the biggest draws.
Yeah, when I look at this, the straightaway, consistently, I've been going 135 on the straightaway. You've got to make a right turn at turn one, then another to the left. Well, at turn one's a right turn, then a left at turn two. I can get it back to 100 before I have to get it down to about 50. For turn three, then going from turn seven to turn eight through turn nine, I can get up to about 115. Then I'm probably going about 80, 90 through the S's, and then getting up before turn 13, once again to 100 miles an hour without hard braking. So you've got a total of 16 turns on this track. So those to the, you know, pedal to the metal, and then hard braking. Just make sure your brakes are good.
Now, you've had a brake issue before.
Yeah, when I drove the Corvette Z06 out here, it started fussing after, I don't know, 20 minutes out. Yeah, brake fluid overheated.
You boiled the brake fluid.
Boiled the brake
fluid. Corvette.
In a Corvette.
This is serious stuff.
And it's not just, it's a Z06 kind of set up for the track, and it didn't like it.
I have my friends who live, eat, sleep, breathe cars. I don't know why they're not here already. They would love this. I mean, these are the kind of idiots that go on a stretch of highway in the middle of nowhere and race. No, come out here and do it. They've got that straightaway. That straightaway on this side, when they take out the turn right there, that first turn,
mm-hmm.
let it go straight. That's correct. A 1 mile straightaway. And it's beautifully, perfectly flat asphalt. You're not going to find that anywhere else in the New Orleans area.
Yeah, pretty cool.
All right. This is a unique place, and we're going to defile it with plenty of beer drinking. So come on out and join us. The actual beer fest is at NOLA Motorsports Park from noon to 5. Tickets still available. You can still get the VIP upgrades. You can only do it at the door, though. So come on out. If you want to find out where it's at, you can go to NOLAMotor.com or just ask Siri. Like, hit the button, go, give me directions to NOLA Motorsports Park, and she'll do it. It's that easy. All right, financial situations, bring them on, 504-260-0995. We're getting up to business next. I'm James Parker. It's Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
We see what's coming, and I always tell people, look, we're not going to be shocked one day and it's all gone. We're going to see it coming. We're going to have some insight of it. And look, trouble's coming. I'm going to start running ahead of the rest of you. Remember, and I'm very public, you're going to see what I think, hear what's going on. And if you see me running, don't ask. Just start running too. And then we're going to be good, because we're going to have a heads up on what's coming. This government's not perfect, but hey, where else would you want to be? You want to be over in Russia right now, living there in that mess, or Greece? You know, we're kind of handling it.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at GregoryRicks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
You're looking to expand your family, aren't you? Might be a little extra hair around the house, some vet bills, little extra noise, but it's totally worth it. Do the right thing. Don't buy. Adopt. From Baton Rouge to New Orleans to Biloxi, Kismet Pet Adoptions will help you expand your family. KismetPetAdoptions.com. K-I-S-M-E-T MetPetAdoptions.com.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
Folks talk about fixed indexed annuities. Great financial tool in the right place, but they do have a surrender period. What does it cost me to get in? What does it cost me to get out? And when can I exit?
Gregory Ricks and Associates, the 401k and retirement authority. 504-832-9200, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or gregoryricks.com.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
If you're not at your old job, your 401k shouldn't be either. I don't want it to become forgotten money. My guidance would be is if you're going to take and roll that over and you're going to correlate it to risk, I think you should work with somebody loss adverse, meaning that they would rather get you to cash than writing down losses.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks, weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu in Norfolk, Virginia. The Commander-in-Chief commissioning our newest state-of-the-art aircraft carrier.
After today, wherever this ship sails, you will all carry a proud title. Plank owner of the USS Gerald R. Ford.
The vessel named for our 38th president is the first member of the next generation of nuclear-powered aircraft carriers. Meanwhile, back at the White House, Sean Spicer has resigned as press secretary, while Anthony Scaramucci is named communications director. Fox's John Roberts says he could face some challenges.
Scaramucci takes over the comm shop at a time when the White House is reeling from a Russia investigation that keeps turning new corners.
Sarah Huckabee Sanders is the new press secretary. Fox News, we report, you decide.
The contents of this show are meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not meant to take place of your attorney, accountant, tax professional, personal trainer, football coach, interior decorator, or those fortune tellers at Jackson Square. Please consult a financial advisor before making all investment decisions.
Gregory Ricks & Associates is a registered investment advisory firm. If you'd like a copy of Form ADV, our full disclosures, call the office 504-832-9200 or go to gregoryricks.com.
May we all know that nothing ain't cool till you wear the new off the sound of a corduroy and down the jukebox. Play the saddest trend right above the jukebox.
You won't learn this anywhere else. Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Fixer with a casting lotto, smiling with her hair blowing out the window.
Live from NOLA Motorsports Park in New Orleans. You're listening to Winning at Life. This is the Weekly Wrap. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks, along with James Parker. You're listening to Live Financial Talk Radio. Yeah, we've been talking about the financial aspect of NOLA Motorsports, more so the fun of it. But now down to business. If you'd like to join the conversation, remember, live, you can interact. 504-260-0995.
Yeah, the only way you get to do all this cool stuff is if you have money. And the only way you get to have money is if you're smart with it. You don't have to make a ton of money to come enjoy this. You just can't blow it all. You can't be house poor. You can't, you know, overbuy your car, buy a new car when you should have bought a used. Because, you know, that kind of snowballs, and by the time you should be ready for something like this, you're still playing catch-up. You're still paying off credit cards or student loans or what have you. Yeah, money makes all this fun stuff possible.
But, you know, if your daily driver's a fun car driving around town, this is a good place for it as well. A lot of guys I know, their daily drivers are what they drive out here in as well. And that's a pretty cool experience. I've met people from Alabama, Florida out here, and they didn't trailer a car. He drove his Camaro from Panama City and spent the weekend out here driving fast and then drove it home. A lot of times they bring their family as well.
It's a cool little hobby. I'm still not sold on these motorcycle guys. We just went over there and they made me nervous. You heard me griping. Dude, you're hanging off your bike. You're going to fall. These guys are insane. All right, let's talk about some money then. You want to talk about money? I like money. All right. Yeah. So
where would you like to start?
I would like to start with the VIX. We had all three indices finish in the red yesterday, although it was kind of a flat day. But the VIX, it's down to 9.36. It's under 10, but it's, damn, it's almost down to 9. 9.36, that's our volatility index. There is absolutely no fear in the markets. And I know we say this a lot. It's not making sense, Gregory. We're at market tops.
Yeah, it was off 2.3% yesterday. And you'd think with a little bit of the turmoil and a little volatility had showed up in the techs a couple weeks ago. And now, you know, once again, gosh, year to date, that looks like yesterday is its lowest point this year. If I go back to the one-year chart, do we get any lower?
Not really.
No, this is looking back 12 months. This is the lowest point. Looking back 5 years, this is the lowest of the VIX.
Okay.
If you want to understand what the purpose of the VIX is, it's to see how much options are being traded, and typically meaning puts to protect your positions if the market was to tank. And you're not seeing, and it's, we call it a fear index, and that's telling us is, gosh, there's no fear out there.
Now, we have a historically low VIX. We have markets that, although they kind of finished the week with a slump, they're all near record highs. How many times do we say, oh, it was a record high day today for someone? We've been saying that a lot the last few months. Absolutely.
Remember yesterday's show, the weeknight show, the daily wrap we do at 7 every evening here on iHeartRadio. But I said, I've got breaking news. There was no records today.
Yeah, that's newsworthy at this point. But I contrast that with the way, you know, you turn on the news and they're like, this Congress has done nothing. This president's done nothing. Washington's in chaos. There's total gridlock. We're facing a government shutdown every three months. I think all that stuff's good. I think the verdict's in. Gridlock in D.C. is good for the economy.
So far, didn't they kick the can down the road on the debt ceiling? That's got to be readdressed in the fall.
Yeah, they did.
And then, of course, they're kind of moving on to reworking the tax system, you know, how much we pay in taxes, something about lowering it. I'm not optimistic we get much accomplished on that, except maybe if they could do two things, it'd be cool. Make the corporate tax competitive around the globe, and let's give the companies incentive to bring all this cash back.
Yeah, I like the sound of that too. I mean, I'm a big fan of the flat tax. I just know that's a fantasy. That's not going to happen. They wouldn't let that happen. That's everybody's little pork projects and pets. With every deduction is some congressman's vote or some congressman's reelection hangs in the balance because he's got donors who are waiting on that little deduction or whatever it may be. Would be nice, though. I'd like to point out that for the hysterics that are going to come when that government shutdown gets a little closer into September, beginning of October, I'm going to be the guy saying, no, remember what we learned here. Gridlock is awesome for the economy. Shut it down. Shut down Congress. Shut down the Senate. Shut down the White House, you know? No one's going to miss a Social Security check. Let's pass maybe a little baby bill, a bridge bill, so that our soldiers get paid in the meantime. And then I'm going to go out with a lounge chair and hang out in the backyard and enjoy the fun.
Looking at a couple other stocks that we kind of follow, Lululemon. Just kind of, that was a discovery this year. The wife gets the
$90 pair of pants.
Yeah, and it turned out, we found out that they have better, Lulu has better margins than Nike as well, which big competitor. Lulu has sued Under Armour because of the sports bra they kind of copied off of, but heck, Lululemon was up 1.3%. yesterday on a down day, and looking at the past 30 days, they're up 16.2%. They're on a roll.
What did they do? Didn't they get crushed not too long ago? Are they returning to a previous high? Can you back that chart out? I like it when we have to sit this close because we can see each other's computers.
Yeah, going back to 2013, you saw a high of about 81.43, they're making a nice climb up. We're looking last year they had a high of 80.65, and they're at 61.94.
Yeah, I might catch a little upside on that. It might be a little too late to catch up.
Earlier, but you know, you look at it consistently. There's some symmetry on the pullbacks. They're going to move up, then they're going to discount it again, and then move up. So it's maybe something to be aware of. And then one of our other favorite companies, Shasta. Oh, I'm sorry. I mean National Beverage. Their ticker symbol is Fizz, F-I-Z-Z. They were all 4.25 yesterday. They've had such a run. Now, when you look at that over the past year, they're up 69.2%. And we'll look at the past 5 days. They're up 2.9, but they were all 4.2 yesterday. They kind of, you know, had a gap down and just basically went sideways. But if you want to hear something ridiculous, is their 5-year run is up 621%.
That is insane. You don't see that a lot.
Yeah, you could have bought it for a couple bucks back then.
You mean literally a couple bucks?
Yeah, well.
20 bucks maybe?
We'll call it $14.86.
Whoa.
Well, a few.
That's awesome, though. It's 60-something bucks now.
103.
The thing is guess what's in my fridge right now? I have LaCroix.
LaCroix.
I know.
It's in my fridge, too.
And I don't know if it's just because we've been talking about it on the show or this would have naturally happened anyway, but we've started doing what we find ourselves often do with new brands, just going out and trying every flavor we can get a hold of. But right now we're trying the peach pear. Okay, not my favorite. The lemon flavored LaCroix, excellent. You know what else it's excellent for? Lemon flavored LaCroix and vodka.
I was wondering if it was the alcohol mixers that's caused it to take off.
That might be a big part of it.
I have to try that.
What else mixes so well? You know, it's not an overwhelming flavor. It's not like you just had a lemon convention explode in your mouth like when you eat a lemon Starburst or you have like a Minute Maid lemonade. It's subtle. Mixes well. Do you have a favorite flavor yet?
Lemon.
That's yours? Mine is the coconut still. I'm the only one that likes it.
Well, you better get a little help. They might pull it.
All right. Financial situation, not quite sure what to do. Call Gregory right now before we get hit in the beer. 504-260-0995. We're going to answer some comment cards from last week's Gregory Ricks live event. And you're invited to come out and join us at the West Bank Beer Festival. NOLA Motorsports Park. Go to NOLAMotor.com. And the party happens from noon to 5 this afternoon. I'm James Parker. You're listening to Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio. How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks and Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to GregoryRicks.com, download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
How does divorce affect your Social Security payments?
The traditional IRA, my mother died and she named my brother and I as beneficiaries.
Can I still contribute to a Roth IRA now that I'm retired?
I was just wondering if we should pay our mortgage off.
No, I really enjoy y'all's program. It's very informative.
You made some money for me today.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRN. No.
What do I cherish? Precious moments. Watching Dad read to my little Eric. That's why I'm so grateful I insisted on an eye exam when I noticed him struggling with the words on the page. We found out Dad has age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. Fortunately, the doctor caught it in time for treatment, so Dad can still read. Protect yourself and your loved ones. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on preventing and managing AMD. A cure is in sight.
Gregory Ricks and Associates brings you the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all aspects of your money. Meet our CPA, Jude Heath.
For taxpayers that get these phone calls, it's very scary. Give us a call. We'll call them back on your behalf. And usually those calls then go away.
The Total Wealth Authority. Summon us with the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, gregoryricks.com or 504-832-9200.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
Have you set up a survivor or legacy plan? How are your assets looking long range? Do you have a plan if you move on how your assets are going to be managed? How are your assets going to move on to your beneficiaries or your spouse? Do you have a plan for that? And one of the things working with a financial advisor, if they have something like we do, the Total Wealth Authority, and we think it's something to work hand in hand with an estate planning attorney to make sure the assets are managed right and that they flow right, you may be able to get some help from a financial advisor if you do not have an estate or legacy plan.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at gregoryricks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Show Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Welcome back. You're listening to Winning at Life. This is the weekly wrap. Yes, live financial talk radio. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks, along with James Parker. We're doing this live from NOAA Motorsports. Did I miss part of the name?
NOLA Motorsports Park.
Park, that's it.
You're just used to typing in NOLAMotorsports.com.
Yeah, that's the short version. And we're doing live. They have a second annual West Bank Beer Fest here this weekend. And I notice Harley Davidson has a booth here as well. And I'm kind of a Harley fan myself. I own a 2008 Rocker C. I consider it a pretty rare bike. It's that chopper version that was factory produced, so it kind of sits covered up in a safe place. There, I know. And we have Dale Converse here. Did I get that right, Dale?
Condras. C-O-N-D-S,
Condras.
Right, yeah.
Come close to the mic there. And I went down there and said, hey, do you have a spokesperson? I'd like to talk about Harleys for a few minutes, and there's a financial aspect to that as well. And it turned out, well, Dale, they said, Dale's a pretty good speaker. And next thing I know, I said, well, what's your position there? He says, I own it.
Yeah, so you're probably valid to speak on behalf of Harley-Davidson in New Orleans then, right?
I think so, yes.
All right. So, you know, we were just talking about the parent company of Shaz makes Shasta makes LaCroix now, and because it's trendy, their stock's going crazy. Lululemon, it's so trendy and cool, they figured out how to make people pay $100 for a pair of jogging pants. Harley is so cool that people will never get sick of it. It's a brand that endures, but has it sort of trended upward since you've seen shows like Sons of Anarchy featured Harleys almost exclusively on their bikes? I mean, is the trend line going up for the Harley brand still?
I think so. I mean, it's one of the more iconic brands. Not a lot of people tattoo names of corporations on their bodies, but, you know, a lot of people have Harley-Davidson bar and shields tattooed on themselves. So that's a
pretty good measure right
pretty
there.
Pretty good measure.
Yeah. I mean, I like Dr. Pepper, but I don't have a Dr. Pepper tattoo.
Right.
Right. And no one does. They shouldn't.
Well, bring up financial side. A few weeks ago, we were talking and caused Harley stock to jump was the mention of Ducati.
I haven't heard anything since regarding that, but I thought, man, if those two joined and Harley acquired, I thought that'd be pretty cool. You've got two of the coolest brands on the planet together. You've heard anything on that?
Yeah,
further?
I think it's exciting. I think it would be a good fit for Harley just because of our market share, you know, worldwide right now. So, you know, there's a lot of stuff happening in India right now. So there's a lot of good things going on, but I think overseas market and just the American market as well, I think it would make a good fit. Who knows where it'll end up, but, you know, I think it'd be great.
Well, being you're connected right to the market in this region, owning a few Harley stores in the area, what is your sense about how the public views Harley, how sales are going, and the enthusiasm? And you know, I know the best riding time for this area is probably, what, fall and spring? But, you know, summer's great.
Right.
Well,
so we're fortunate that we've got pretty much year-round riding. It doesn't get cold enough to really limit us. I think we had two cold days last year, January 6th, January 7th. So we survived those 2 days. But, you know, it's a little hot in August and September. But other than that, you know, we're fortunate that we have year-round riding available to us and some beautiful places to ride. So you've got River Road, you've got the bayous, a lot of access to the Gulf Coast for us. So, you know, it's a lot of trips that you can make in a day or a weekend, and it's, you know, it's just a great place to live. I grew up here, so been in Kentucky for the last 10 years. I bought this in June, so we're excited about the opportunity to come home. I grew up in New Orleans, so I love the city, and we've missed it quite a bit, and so we're glad to be home.
Yeah, welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back in a big way. That is awesome to connect that way. Is there a number of, like, riding clubs in the area? If somebody wants to get involved in the riding experience.
Yeah, we have a riding academy that we teach. We do it out at Esplanade Mall. So if you want to learn how to ride a motorcycle, we have a class Thursday through Sunday every weekend. So we train probably about 300 to 350 people a year on how to ride a motorcycle. We also have a trailer that we take out with a motorcycle on a dyno machine so people can learn how to shift gears. And we go to events and different things like today here at the Motor Speedway. So if you want to learn how to ride a motorcycle, we do have the Riding Academy that you can attend just to see if you have an appetite.
Oh, out here today?
Not today.
Okay.
But typically we have a Riding Academy class every week. So if you're interested in that, just call us at New Orleans Harley-Davidson. We'll be glad to get you information.
You know, I'd seen that out at the Esplanade Mall before, and I just, what is going on? Had no idea.
They just laid out a bunch of cones?
Yeah, we do that. We train a lot of police officers. Well, we were doing it at Zephyr Stadium, and they had a change of ownership, so we moved to Esplanade Mall. So we're always looking for other venues. We found a spot out at the lake, so we'd like to try to get it up to 600 or 700 people a year that we train.
Wow.
So what's changed? If someone hasn't been in a Harley store in the last 10 years, what's something new that they would find?
Well, I think what they would find is just the new technology level that are on motorcycles today. We've got voice-activated navigation systems, voice-activated radio, Bluetooth capabilities on the radio.
Now, do you have one of those? Do you have one of the Bluetooth helmets? Because they have the Bluetooth helmet that you can listen to the radio in.
I do not.
It's pretty
but
good.
But I think that's a pretty good idea.
Yeah, I think Drew Brees has one of those for the Saints. You know, they can talk to him in their ear. They've got those now. Because how else would you listen to the radio if you were on a motorcycle before that? It was kind of a pain, yeah.
And now we have stereos on the bikes that are 800 watts, so you can hear them, you know, driving at 70 miles an hour. You can still hear the radio through the speakers, so even with a helmet.
How do you convince someone who's nervous about getting involved in motorcycles? I mean, of course they're fun, but, man, they sure do look dangerous. How do you calm that fear?
Well, I think you just have to have a natural appetite for it. Most people that ride motorcycles now started like I did on mini bikes, dirt bikes, through that channel and just graduated to it. But it's more about the personal freedom. You can certainly see a lot better off of a motorcycle than you can out of a car. So you get to experience the air, you get to experience the open road. So it's just more about freedom and just getting out and having fun. So we've got about 5,175 registered Harleys just in our New Orleans market area, so not counting the surrounding areas. So there's a lot of registered Harley-Davidsons in our market currently.
You know, there was a series regarding the Harley-Davidson history few months back, last year, do you recall?
Yeah, Harley watching? And the Davidsons.
Yeah, and that's one of the things I remember was that, and I can't remember which one it was, but they guy's built the Harley, and he said, well, I want to drive it. And he went off driving it, and he came back as, this is it. It's that experience. And you could, they just showed how he was, like, riding fast down dirt roads and the wind and everything. And that just, and that was it. They, it was in their blood.
Right.
And the innovation and stuff that they created is part of what all of the motorcycle industry is today because of what they did in the early days. I thought that was a really cool story.
Right.
Well, yeah. And it's a whole scene. Like you were saying, y'all probably have a meetup like once a week. Or what's going on Thursday nights at your...
We've got a luau bike night. We usually do a bike night one or two nights a month where we have live music. We've got free beer, food. You know, just everybody gets together and it's a big party. So this time it's the luau bike party. So we've got Sailor Jerry's coming out. They're building a huge tiki hut on the premises and be some free Sailor Jerry's rum out there as well as free beer and some different things. And got a band called The Naturals with the surf band. So it ought to be fun this week. So a lot of hula girls.
That sounds pretty fun. Reason to check out a Harley.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, and also with Harleys, you know, I see a lot of Harley groups and I see a lot of like motorcycle clubs that are centered around Harleys more so than I see other brands. Why is the Harley brand the one that, I don't know if there is an answer to that, but why are they the cool ones that everyone wants to be around?
I just think it touches all walks of life. Doesn't matter what race, what religion, everybody shares the same passion, whether you're a factory worker or an attorney or a doctor. Everybody's love of motorcycles is center focus. So, you know, most people customize the bike that they want them. We sell less than 3% of our bikes leave stock. So 97% of all the motorcycles that are purchased at our store, somebody adds something to make it their own, whether it's different parts, different pipes, handlebars. They're so customizable. We can lower them. We can fit them to people. So that's what most people don't understand. We can completely customize it to your height, your size, or your weight. So it's really cool experience. And then once they start riding, they want people to ride with. So, you know, we've got a Harley owners group that has about 190, 200 people that meet every week or every other week and go for a ride somewhere. So they've got trips to Biloxi, day rides over to Ponchatoula or wherever they go. But, you know, just a lot of activity. So.
All right. About to wrap up here. How can they be a part of your business?
They just need to stop by. Come see us at New Orleans Harley. We're in Metairie. We've got another location in the French Quarter at 200 Bourbon. And we also have one on Decatur, Voodoo Harley-Davidson. So stop by and talk to those guys. We love talking about motorcycles, and we just like people in general. So love to have you out. Come join us Thursday night, the 27th, for Luau Bike Night at New Orleans Harley-Davidson.
Thank you, Dale, for joining the show today.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah, so we've got the bikes out on the track. We talked to a big bike guy here. And then the cars are going to be rolling out later, but even more importantly, the beers are going to roll out at noon. We are at the West Bank Beer Festival at NOLA Motorsports Park, noon to 5. Come on out. Tickets still available. You can show up, get your ticket at the door, and join us. We're going to be on from 1, and then I'd like to have a beer with you, so come on out. Questions, 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. This is Winning It Live with my buddy Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks. If you need to contact the office, find our next live event, listen to the show live or on demand, remember the Gregory Ricks and Associates app.
Live from the Gregory Ricks and Associates Wealth Management Studios, this is News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Welcome. This is Winning at Life. It is the weekly wrap. And you know it is live financial talk radio. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks. We're live at NOLA Motorsports Park in New Orleans. Tell them a little bit about what we got going on.
Well, we're just kind of biding our time for this beer festival to kick off at noon, which means you're like, beer festival? Yeah, and this one's indoor.
Less than an hour now.
Yeah, in air conditioning, and you don't have to miss any of it. You still have time to go brush your nasty teeth, take a shower, get properly dressed, and come out here And I'm excited because this is the first summer beer fest I've been to that has air conditioning. I just can't stress that enough. It's indoors, so it doesn't matter if it rains. Doesn't matter if it's 100 degrees.
Well, we'll judge it. This, because of that, might be the best beer fest ever.
And we've been to some good beer fests.
Yeah, we have.
Let me tell you what else is going on right now. We've got Dwayne Stein, host of Mortgage Gumbo, that comes on after us on our New Orleans affiliate, but a spinoff of the show. We're very proud of the success he's made in expanding his show to 2 hours. So nice round of applause there. But he's going to be our guest this hour to talk about anything mortgage related. So if you have any refi question, if you got that HELOC that you got after Katrina that's now expiring and you were only paying interest only and now all of a sudden the payment jumps up real huge, if life's getting a little tough in retirement and you're looking to shave some of your bills, maybe a reverse mortgage is what you're looking for, this is the guy. This is what he's a pretty essential guy when it comes to what is usually the biggest investment most people make. You know, I have to change that for myself, though, Gregory. When they say, the biggest investment you make is your house, not for me anymore. My health insurance payment passed my mortgage payment, and my largest investment is Obamacare.
That is crazy when you think about it.
Yeah, I literally, it's $1,700. Now, granted, I have 10 kids or whatever, but that's it shouldn't be 17. It shouldn't be the price of a house in Lakeview for me to have insurance. Or I get fined. But Dwayne, welcome back to the show. I have something I want to run by you sort of on a personal level.
All right, go ahead.
This is a situation with a good friend of mine. I worked with him for a few years when I was on a different radio company we won't mention.
Okay.
But he was taking it easy. He was living in a townhouse and renting to save money to build a house. And he finally got to a point to where there was this new subdivision outside of Madisonville. They were divvying up plots, and they were building pretty decent-sized houses. Nothing huge. It's a little bit bigger than my house. But now he's in a situation where he's been there almost 10 years, and the subdivision just kept building and building and building and building. So they've gone way over demand, and the houses got smaller, and then they've moved to duplexes and condos now. So it's kind of driving down the price of his home, which wouldn't be that big of a deal if he wanted to stay there, but you add in the mix that his HOA is a nightmare. Oh, you left your trash cans out past noon, or, oh, you got jet skis in the driveway. And when his neighbors give him heck, there's no help for him there. He wants to get out, but they basically driven the price of his house down. What does that situation look like from your perspective, Dwayne? You got any advice?
Well, I mean, the only thing I would say, I'll play devil's advocate. So that person living next door to him might not want jet skis in the front yard. They might not want the guy who's a part-time mechanic working on his Porsche to go out to NOLA Speed Week or NOLA Motor. See how I'm trying to combine everything here?
No, that was a seamless transition, Dwayne.
Yeah.
Well done.
So they might not want that guy who's got his engine up in a chain in a driveway. So the homeowners association, it's a couple things. It's 6 one way, and then sometimes it is 7 the other, because it's just, I've had my issues with homeowners associations. Now, the unfortunate, let's get to the main thing. The homeowners, hey, whatever, pick up your trash, do whatever. That's the minuscule point. The moneymaker's the house, right? So when you're looking at it, he's in a very, which seems to be something that really a lot of people aren't dealing with, because right now across the country and here locally, people aren't building smaller homes. They're going with the big, gigantic homes. So whatever area he's in, what I would say is if he's looking to get out, minimize your losses, get out as soon as possible, because I can tell you his house is never going to, regardless of what they're doing around him, his house is never going to be worth more than what it is right now, Parker. So getting out, if he's definitely, this isn't a place he wants to be, he needs to get the heck out of Dodge, because.
Wait, why would you say it's never going to be worth more? Don't home prices go up just generally? It's not a bad area.
Yeah, but when you're looking at it, they just can't keep, we're outpacing inflation. And eventually, all these highs and everything like that, I got to believe there's a speed bump out there somewhere. So don't know where, what corner it's around or anything like that. Hey, we're cruising. We're making great time. We're doing 80. We're not seeing any police right now. But he's hiding out there somewhere. And you just don't want to get caught. So now, is his house going to appreciate? Absolutely it is. But is it going to appreciate at the level to where if he's going to be the biggest house in a neighborhood, that's never a good thing either.
Yeah, that's about what he's at now. And because they were expecting the expansion in the subdivision to be even bigger houses and bigger houses and bigger houses, and the guy built smaller. And they are ticked. They feel like they've been had.
Yeah, I mean, and that's a situation where, to be honest, that's where the Homeowners Association has really let them down, because that's something that should not have happened. That tells me that they've got a Homeowners Association in place that really has absolutely no say-so, because the builders are coming in, buying in the land, and going, we could care less what you have to say. So whatever ordinances they have in place, whether it's, you know, you got to keep 4 trees on your land and all this kind of stuff, like I've got where I live, you got to have 9 trees and you and all this kind of baloney, you know, then obviously that's the Homeowners Association has let them down, because they shouldn't be able to be, they should have a minimum build. If that's what they told him. Now, if he just goofily, not even a word there, but if he just in a silly way built a house that was beyond what the area calls for, he's got to just look in the mirror, grin and bear it, and take his medicine and move on.
Hey, Dwayne, I was just going to mention, I like trees.
Yeah, look, love them, absolutely.
And I think goofily,
I have like about 20 on my property.
Yes, you do. You do. And so do I. But what happens is you've got folks. I live in a subdivision called the Woodlands, and there's no trees left. So, you know,
that's great.
That is hilarious.
Yeah. So they're making people have to plant trees. And I'm like, hey, I'm all for it. Let's do it. You know, but, you know, somebody plants a palm tree. That's not exactly, I think, we're not Hawaii here in South Louisiana.
Well, when he started building at subdivision, part of that charter or the ordinance is the rules that they have for that subdivision. I'm pretty sure it would have minimum square foot for the house.
You would think so.
You know,
so.
Heated and cooled, you know,
yeah,
square footage. And that should have been one of the things to look at, knowing that, okay, he's building 4,000 square feet, but they could build houses as small as 2,000 square feet. That would be kind of a concern right there when you're doing that.
I never hear the good HOA story, the Homeowners Association member who's like, thank goodness I had my HOA because XYZ happened and they stepped in and saved the day.
Listen,
you live in those neighborhood for it to be enforced, so somebody is not rebuilding their engine in the driveway or having, you know, all their boats out there. That you want the place to look good, and if you're wanting to do that stuff, your house should be built or set up accordingly, but not on the front lawn.
Yeah, I mean, and we've got, you know, just to give examples of our HOA, I mean, look, it's working people, and I support the folks that are on our Homeowners Association, you know, but you've got the Nazis who don't work during the day and different things like that, who are walking around going, you know, his trash can was still out at 2 o'clock and it's supposed to be out by noon. Well, I was at work, so I apologize. You know, so there's a lot of things like that with the HOAs that do come into play. But, you know, when you're looking at, hey, like, for instance, I want to have a party for our little baseball team at our neighborhood pool. We contact the HOA. You follow the rules and everything like that is pretty good. So we'll see. You know,
I've heard too many bad stories. I've never dealt with one. You know, growing up, I was out in the sticks, so we definitely didn't have an HOA. And then I lived in apartments most of my 20s, and I finally get out into my own house, and I don't have an HOA. So I really don't know what it's like to live under one. Do I just hear the bad stories, though? Because for me, if I'm buying the next house and there's an HOA, that's a deal breaker.
You actually live in what's called New Orleans.
Yeah.
You live in Orleans Parish. Oh, there's a bunch of rules.
Well, explain to me. I'm a new homeowner. This is new to me.
You just don't break the rules. You cut your grass. You don't have your boat out in front.
You
don't do donuts on your moped on the street in front. You are a good citizen. And that's why I'm telling you, you go build something in your backyard they don't like. You have too much noise. Park your boat out in front. Then you're going to hear some squeakiness going on.
Yeah.
Does that help or hurt the value of a home to be under an HOA?
I think, to be honest with you, it helps. I mean, because people want to be able to say, oh, we're under a homeowners association. I mean, it's not like it adds $4,000, but it adds peace of mind. So for me, people move in and out of our neighborhood. Houses are on the market less than 48 hours just because gated community, safe. You know, now we've even added speed bumps. Because I guess the golf carts were going too fast for people. You know, I mean, so at some point, it does get ridiculous. But, you know, It's a peace of mind thing. It's kind of like, I like the house. I don't like the color of the wall, but the neighborhood's good, so I'm in. I'm going to buy it.
Well, here's another thing. When you're living out in the parish like that, you're not in the city like in Orleans or in Metairie. You've got areas where if you're going up to one of those subdivisions with a HOA, on the way there, you probably passed a trailer park, didn't you? Have you seen that, Dwayne?
Yeah, I mean, they've got them right around, right outside of our neighborhood. I mean, you've got five.
Yeah, because you can build about anything anywhere when you're out in the country.
That's correct. Yeah. That's right.
That's
no doubt about it. So you got five nice houses, and then all of a sudden you mix in, there's two trailers right next to it. So you got to kind of, you know, pick your poison, so to speak.
Yeah, it's so New Orleans, the city, is sort of my HOA. They'll come ding me if I don't cut my grass in time.
Yeah.
Yeah, they
sure
will. A lot
of rules. Yep. And they can't build a trailer-like building next to you.
The only time I hear about HOAs is these horror stories. And so now the taste in my mouth, because I've never had firsthand experience with them, is they're so bad, I just would avoid them at all costs. All right, Dwayne, hang on just a second. We have to take a quick break here. We're talking to Dwayne Stein. He is the host of Mortgage Gumbo and also the preferred mortgage lender of the Total Wealth Authority of Gregory Ricks & Associates. Any real estate questions or financial situations, give us a call, 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. You're listening to Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks, live from the West Bank Beer Festival at NOLA Motorsports Park. This is iHeartRadio.
Shot at a trip to our iHeartRadio Music Festival now. Woo! Text the keyword LUCKY to 200-200. You'll get a text confirming entry plus iHeartRadio info. Standard data and message rates apply. That's LUCKY to 200-200.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. You won't learn this anywhere else.
I'm a disabled person. How would that affect my Social Security disability as far as inheritance?
What they need to set up is a trust for you, that if there is money, that it can go into an irrevocable trust. It doesn't go to you, and one of your siblings can be the trustee. That's how to do it correctly.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10. News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks & Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to GregoryRicks.com, download the Gregory Ricks & Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
Look, you're out there thinking about, oh, this market, I've got to find some safe ways. Avoid the variable for that reason, because it is not a risk-averse tool. But if you're considering it, I suggest you get a second opinion. And we darn sure wouldn't have had a long surrender period.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Gregory Ricks & Associates brings you the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all aspects of your money. Meet Stephanie from Dwell NOLA Realty.
The title companies, at least the ones that Tracy and I work really closely with, and the lenders that we work closely with, they know their stuff. And that makes our lives a whole lot easier.
The Total Wealth Authority. Summon us with the Gregory Ricks & Associates app, GregoryRicks.com, or 504-832-9200.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
How can we create a financial tool that gives returns like bonds, also has an upside, and when interest rates go up, that gets melded into it as well? You do not have interest rate risk. You do not have credit risk. You don't have default risk. And all the money's in actual reserves, not being spent elsewhere. And that's using a fixed annuity. Then you come back and say, well, I'm not really liking that because I have to lock my money up. The way we structure it, that's a myth. You have surrender provisions, But whenever I build something, I always kind of look for what are my benefits and what are my exits.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at GregoryRicks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
A worldwide phenomenon is back. Our 2017 iHeartRadio Music Festival. September 22nd and 23rd at the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas. Over 20 of the greatest performers on the planet converge in Las Vegas for two nights. Keep listening all this weekend for your chance to win a once-in-a-lifetime trip before you can even buy tickets. Set a reminder for our exclusive Capital One cardholder presale that starts Tuesday at 12 p.m. iHeartRadio wants nothing more than to bring you closer to your favorite artists.
This is Mick Jagger of the Rolling Stones.
So we've updated the iHeartRadio app.
No,
it's an upgrade. All your favorite music and stations easier to find. Getting you closer to the music you love with just a tap.
Hey, this is Brett Michaels, and this is iHeartRadio.
All your favorite music, all your favorite stations, all free. Download and open the new iHeartRadio app today.
He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone. All alone in a time of need. Because he's
we keep an eye on your money and update you daily. Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
What's up? Welcome to Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. I'm your co-host, James Parker. We are live today at the NOLA Motorsports Park. What a cool little place out here. This is Disneyland for people who like to go really fast on something with wheels. And I don't have to be more specific than that, because if it's a motorcycle, if it's a car, if it's a go-kart, come on, bring it out here, and they've got something for you. And it's a total scene out here. And listen, I'm not much of a car guy myself. Don't get me wrong. I like them and stuff. But I'm here for the beer. Noon to 5, you can just be a beer guy and enjoy it, because this is an air-conditioned indoor beer festival. This is some groundbreaking stuff. It's going to change our lives today, Gregory. I don't think I'm overselling it. Joining us for this hour is Dwayne Stein. He is the mortgage authority of the Total Wealth Authority of Gregory Ricks & Associates. That is sort of the Justice League we've assembled for all aspects of your financial well-being. Where'd your headphones go?
Is that what you're looking for?
Yeah, what did I do with it?
Follow the cord.
Oh, did Greg take a quick?
I'm wearing them.
Did Greg take a quick laugh?
All right, to the phones we go.
Swipe my headset.
If you have a financial situation, not quite sure what to do, or anything mortgage, real estate related, 504-260-0995. Bill on the North Shore, you're on Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks, with Dwayne Stein as well. How can we help you, Bill?
Hey, Dwayne, good morning. I just have a question. I've got a neighbor that unfortunately doesn't keep up his shrubbery. And it's actually higher than the house. His gutters, weeds growing on him, that sort of thing. And I'm thinking about selling my property.
Yeah.
And I have approached my neighbor 3 years in a row and doesn't do a thing about it. I'm just wondering, what can I do? Is there any recourse that I have? There's not an HOA in my subdivision.
No, with the best thing you could do, Bill, is, and I've had to do this myself, go shake his hand and tell him you're going to give him a complimentary landscape makeover, and you go take matters into your own hands, knock it out, especially if you're going to be putting the house up for sale. That's the last thing you want. So go dust it up, put some lipstick on that pig, and make it look pretty for the time being while you got the for sale sign in front of it, Bill.
Yeah, well, that's the whole thing. I have offered to get it done, and
yeah,
he gives me some stories. So am I intruding into his property?
Yes. Yeah, you don't want to do that, but what you can do is contact your parish and let them know, and they will definitely come out, because there's fines. There are certain things. You've got to maintain your house. So,
and again, the covenant's here. So.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and I'm sure it's not blighted, so to speak, but you want to make sure that you are, I would make them aware so they could at least get them something. And, that's just unfortunate. That does happen. I was lucky enough, when I had to do mine, that they were appreciative of it. And I said, look, I'm a complimentary pressure washing and stuff like that. I even gave them, I gave them a stay for two at a Biloxi casino for the weekend so I can just take over the yard.
Wow. That is being creative and something
I just,
to do.
Listen, I mean, because
I don't
that will.
Pass or anything,
no, you don't. No. And they knew it. So I gave them because the bottom line is, you know, that will be something. Curb appeal is one of the first things that people notice, regardless, when they walk up. And they will notice the if the neighbor's not keeping up with things, then you just start, your mind starts wondering, right? And, you know, and that will diminish your value. Every single offer you get will be, you know, not respectable, not near where you want to be, not a full offer, which right now everybody pretty much is getting out there.
Yeah. Okay, well, great. Well, thank you for the advice.
All right, man.
Sounds Thanks good. For calling, Bill.
Have a good day.
You too. All right, so if you want to be next, 504-260-0995. How have we not heard the story? You sent them to a casino in Biloxi for the weekend?
Yeah, when I lived back in God's country, when I had moved.
Well, now this is unbelievable. How could you possibly have irresponsible neighbors in Chalmette?
Well, hey, it happens sometimes, right? I mean, the water, maybe they had a little bit too much shrimp or something like that. But, they had, well, one of the things they had was crab nets and crab traps and different things like that. And their front was kind of like you said. I mean, their effort was there, but you ever see that house where they cut the grass, but they haven't edged in 7 years, right? And the sidewalks down are like an inch.
4 inches, yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about. So I just said, listen, here you go. Here's a complimentary. Here's, you know, $100 and free play. You know, it's one of those $49 weekends. I don't even think it was a full Saturday. So I think it was like a Thursday through Saturday type deal or something like that. And what happened was sent them out, and when they came back, you know, look, I got the team out there. We pressure washed. We knocked everything out. I put the for sale sign, and then Yahtzee, all of a sudden, you know, you just don't want to draw attention to something that you don't have to, especially when you're selling your house and you're trying to get full value.
Because not only does it not look good, but no one wants to live next to that guy.
That's right. That's right. Listen, your home, that's a huge investment. So the last thing you want to do is going in trying to think that you could change somebody or, oh, I'll get to know them or whatever. And I knew this neighbor, cool guy, loved having a beer with him on a Friday evening, chatting across the fence. But I was just like, look, here's what I got to do. And, you know, kids didn't help him, different things like that. So I stepped up, got it done, and we moved the property.
Dwayne, want to talk about interest rates?
Yeah, well,
it's kind of your business.
Yeah, it's Gregory. I'll tell you, I'm every single week when the Feds and James, I heard you talking about gridlock in D.C. and we talk about all the time just strife and negative things going on and how it affects rates. Well, you know, rates. We kind of talked. I think last time on the show, we thought, all right, here they go. Here's the little train that could starting to head up the mountain. You know, you had Janet Yellen talking about how she's about to start dumping, you know, almost $5 trillion in bond holdings, and now all of a sudden everybody's backing off. I mean, I wanted to get kind of what are you seeing? I mean, it, on your side, what are you thinking?
Well, it's just kind of surprising where we've had the market go down a little bit, but once again, we were talking about the VIX earlier where there's right. no fear. So you had that drop right here into the week, but we had volatility a couple weeks ago from the techs, but then I don't know how many consecutive days of records it was, but it's like every day's a record. It's just kind of, that's the norm now. So you've got money flowing into the market, but interest rates, 10-year treasuries are dropping. Yeah, we saw that go down to what, 2.237. It was a 7/32nd change. We've seen mortgages rates for over a week below 4. So we're at 3.95 on the close yesterday, and a week ago it was 3.96. So you're not seeing that move up at all, even though we've got money flowing into the market still.
Yeah. And what happens is, here's what I could tell you. It's amazing because in the month towards the middle of June till about the beginning, the first week of July, I mean, everything locked up in regards to refinances. Now you see a little bit of dip, people come out of the woodworks. And again, you're talking less than a eighth to a quarter percent, but people just, It goes from everything locked up to this last week. I took more people all of a sudden. I guess that 0.25% makes them believe that getting out of that HELOC is better at, you know, 0.25% than it taking a chance of it going up. You know, so we've seen the refis just turn back on unbelievably. And it's really just, I just don't understand, to be honest with you, when you're looking at it. And I got to just believe that it's things like we've never seen. I mean, when you see all these things happening, the 10-year treasury, when all this stuff's going on, is supposed to be going up, right, Gregory? I mean, I'm not at your level, but isn't it kind of supposed to be rising up, so to speak?
Money's flowing into the markets. The Fed's raising their rates, but you still have money flowing into bonds in the market, pushing them down. Yeah, that this leaves the fundamentals. I don't understand it either.
And the Fed has talked about unwinding the balance sheet.
Right.
We are probably expecting another 0.25% hike in September, and Janet gets to have a speech right afterwards, so that's why we are really expecting that. But with the unwinding of the balance sheet to come, that historically makes sense that interest rates should go up. But one of the things we had talked about last week on the show is Jim Grant, one of the well-known authorities on interest rates and how it affects the economy, said, look, this thing, he said, this is something that's never happened in the history of the world financially. So we don't know what to expect. This is all new territory going forward.
All right, when we return, we got to step aside for a quick break. We're going to get a question from Leo and Harahan. If you want to be after Leo, the phones are open, 504-260-0995. We're also going to check our inbox, so you can send us a text message via the Gregory Ricks & Associates app. Email us, gregory@gregoryricks.com. This is Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks, live from the West Bank Beer Festival at NOLA Motorsports Park. The Beer Fest is noon to 5. Come join us. This is iHeartRadio.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
Speaking with somebody the other day, I said, how's that car repair coming? It's not ready yet, but I've got a bigger problem. I've got to come up with the $500 on the deductible. Yeah, that's running things pretty tight, isn't it? You know what? A lot of people do that. It's where we talk about, I've got to start saving money for retirement. I've got to put some money away. What do you have? Well, I don't have anything yet, but I'm wanting to get started. How much savings do you have? Well, I don't really have any savings. We're going to start with savings, because the last thing you need is to say, put that money into securities or a safe money tool, and all of a sudden you're needing to go grab that money, and it might be expensive to go pull it back out.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks, weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at gregoryricks.com, the Gregory Ricks & Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Sharing has never meant as much as it does now. Everything is up for the world to see. But what if the sharing could be used to make a difference? The National MS Society is building a place where everyone can share their experiences for good. If you have a story, share it. If you have a solution, share that too. Because together, we are stronger. Join us at wearestrongerthanms.org.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
One thing, you definitely should accelerate your payments. It makes a big difference by just making an extra 2 payments a year, because that's one thing we'd like to retire is that mortgage when they retire. Boom, you've added cushion.
Gregory Ricks & Associates, the 401k and retirement authority. 504-832-9200, the Gregory Ricks & Associates app, or gregoryricks.com.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Hi, James. Hi, Mr. Ricks. I love your show every day. I have a question on IRA.
Hi, I want to state first, I'm a big fan of your show. There's a ton of knowledge you guys give out, and I appreciate it.
Thank you very much. I listen to you guys as often as I can, and thank you very much for your advice, Gregory, and I'll be calling you over. Thank you so much.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10. News Talk 99.5, WRNO.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. President Trump at the commissioning ceremony for the USS Gerald Ford in Norfolk, Virginia.
American steel and American hands have constructed
a 100,000-ton message to the world. America might is second to none.
Also calling on Congress to approve higher military spending. This morning on Twitter, he called on Republican senators to repeal and replace Obamacare, the GOP health care proposal, getting pushback in the Democratic weekly address from Senator Patty Murray.
They don't care about the fact that families' premiums would skyrocket. They don't care about the tens of millions of people who would be kicked off of coverage.
The president in the GOP address talking about Made in America Week. Fox News, we report, you decide.
The contents of this show are meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not meant to take place of your attorney, accountant, tax professional, personal trainer, football coach, interior decorator, or those fortune tellers at Jackson Square. Please consult a financial advisor before making all investment decisions.
Gregory Ricks & Associates is a registered investment advisory firm. If you'd like a copy of Form ADV, our full disclosures, call the office 504-832-9200 or go to gregoryricks.com.
Music for your wallet's ears. Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
The low rider is a little higher.
Welcome back. You're listening to Winning at Life. This is the Weekly Wrap, live financial talk radio, live from NOLA Motorsports Park in New Orleans.
Yeah, we're hanging out for the West Bank Beer Festival. It starts in about a half hour. It's noon to 5. So just hop in your car and come on out here. It is an indoor air-conditioned beer festival. Can't be better. What a great Saturday. Cause now the motorcycles have finally got off the track here because they're making me nervous, and we're down to the regular cars, so we got a bunch of Porsches and stuff scooting around. So come check out the action. There's going to be a great band outside. We have the giant Connect Four and Jenga and a Flip Cup tournament, and they got some fancy mugs over here and all kinds of local craft beers, and it is a scene. If you want to figure out how to get here, go to NOLAMotor.com or watch. Gregor, here goes. Here's the deal. Give me directions to NOLA Motorsports Park.
Getting directions to NOLA Motorsports Park.
It's that easy. Just ask your phone. She knows. You don't have to know. She knows. We're joined this hour by Dwayne Stein. He's the mortgage authority, the total wealth authority of Gregory Ricks & Associates. And maybe he can help us out on this call here. Leo in Harahand, you're next up on Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks. If you want to be after Leo, 504-260-0995. Hey, Leo, how can we help you, sir?
Hey, I was just listening to Bill, your caller, that called about his neighbor. Where they, you know, had kind of a blighted property. I had the exact same situation, and I just put it off. I'll tell you, I probably lost about $20,000 to $30,000 at least by not doing what Gregory had done. I would encourage him to focus, to focus on getting his neighbor, do whatever it takes, because right after I sold my home, other neighbors had their homes go up for sale that had better neighbors, and they got at least $20,000 to $30,000 more than I got.
Wow.
All because of a neighbor would not. I offered everything, but I didn't stay on it to try to get him to cut his bushes, to take care of his paint job. I wish I would have did what Gregory did. I really do.
Well, it's actually Dwayne had the big idea on that, but I agree with him. I would do it in a heartbeat. Just if I was in that situation, that is not a problem when you think about how it's going to affect the value. You know, it's going to send some buyers away as well.
It sent many buyers away. They kept, the real estate agent kept saying they just did not like the curb appeal of the neighbor next door, and that's what they were concerned about more than anything.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that stinks, Leo. And wow, $20,000 to $30,000. So if you're out there and you're wondering, should I go knock on a door or that guy that you're having a beer behind a fence, maybe just let him know, hey, listen, let's have a weekend and get this thing cleaned up for you. I'm more than willing to help.
Yeah, I believe they'll understand numbers. Just be friendly. I believe the best thing is to be friendly and just do what it takes to get it done. They know money. Everybody seems to understand money.
Yep.
Yeah, I agree on the being friendly, because if you start off on the wrong foot about that and be mean to them, and yeah, that's going to go the wrong way. Then you're trying to switch gears and get back friendly. If you just know that's, if that's what you live next to, you know you're going to have to do something creative to fix it.
Thank you for your call, Leo.
See my hey James, see me sending my guy over to the coast cost me about $750. Oh, Leo put up $750 to save $30,000 would have been pretty good investment, right?
Oh, Nat, and it sounds genius. That, you know, and you had to get a little creative to do it, but I don't know. I hope my friend was listening. If not, I'm going to point him toward the podcast here. Well, I don't know. His problem isn't really a crummy neighbor. He has, you know, just an overbuilt situation, yeah. HOA down his neck.
One of the options too, James, I'm going to tell you this, and I don't know what his financial situation is, and we could talk about that off the air, but, you know, there's something going on right now that he could probably take full advantage of where he can use the size of his house, and that's to turn it into a lease it out right now. You know, I mean, that is an option.
HOA won't freak out over that?
Oh, gosh, no. Listen, in my subdivision, they're going crazy. Keep in mind right now, we have more renters at any time since 1965, man. So renting is, it's just part of what we are. So, no, the HOA doesn't have anything. I mean, that's fine. I mean, you still gotta go with what they're, you know, picking up the trash and doing all that. But, yeah, no, you can look at renting that out. That's something that he may want to look at as an option, where he'll probably get more than what he's getting for his main dollar. It's crazy.
Yeah, and Gregory, you're not supposed to laugh at the picture of me on a Harley. I have my game face on. Like, if you sit on a Harley and someone takes your picture, you don't smile because then you look like a goof. So I have all my business face, and Gregory just saw the picture because they have the Harley booth downstairs, and he's laughing at me like I'm a clown. This amuses you? Me on a Harley is funny?
James, you can't pimp a Harley in khaki shorts and a green polo.
Well, you've seen the picture, too. Thanks for making fun of me.
I mean, I'm just saying, dude.
Well, you know what we should do? We should go to the phones here. I want to talk to Jared. I don't want to talk to y'all anymore. Jared Van Cleve, Mississippi, come save me from ridicule. How are you doing? You're on Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, everything's good. We're
pretty bad,
Beer Fest.
Jared. Pretty bad.
Except for James.
Yeah.
All right, so me and my wife's situation, long story short, is I built a house. Me, my dad, and my uncle built my first house by ourselves. Took us a year and a half. So in that time span, when I started the house, I was a single man. By the time I finished, I was married with two kids.
Yep.
And we had a third child. The house is only a three-bedroom, two-bath house, so we're outgrowing. We've already outgrown the house, and there might be another child in the future. So we're kind of foreign to this territory, and our question is what are the best options of simultaneously selling a house and buying a house at the same time? Because obviously we can't afford two mortgages at one time.
All right.
So we really don't know what we need to do.
All right, so great, great question. Number one, you and Parker must hang out at the same park and meet the same women somewhere, knocking out three, four kids. So,
well, full disclosure, she already had two kids, so
okay.
They're my kids now. But
so you just catching up, brother. Good job there.
Right,
all right.
Right.
So good stuff. So here's your situation. The good news is that you built your own home, so I'm assuming you have quite a bit of equity in your home, correct, James?
We do, from the appraisal, probably about $20,000, but
okay.
I feel like they lowballed me a little bit because the bank was coming. It was a bank appraisal.
All right, so here's how this works, okay? Naturally, you can't just go, hey, I'm going to rent this house, and I've got a situation I'm dealing with a client right now on, and this is how we're taking care of it for them.
Before you go any further, I rented a house. My wife also has a house in her name that we do rent. So
okay.
The house that we're in is in my name. The house that she has is in her name, and we're renting
even
that
better.
House and paying mortgage on this one.
Even better. And let me tell you why. That's beautiful, because this way we don't have to worry about the wife's debt. We could let's focus on your situation right now, since this house is in your name alone. Okay.
Okay.
What you're looking at is if you have at least 20% equity in the home that you're in right now. Well, number one, you could probably sell your house pretty quickly, you know, and then take those funds and move it over. If you're not sure if that's what you want to do, or you may be thinking about keeping this property for investment or something like that, investors have gotten crafty over the years and make sure that somebody just doesn't say, oh, I'm leasing this property. Here's a lease, and we wipe out the payment for you. So here's how you got to kind of do it, James. Basically, what you're going to do is, since you own that house and it's in your name only.
It's Jared, by the way.
I'm sorry, Jared. Sorry about that.
I would let them roll with it.
Yeah, that's fine. Just keep going, brother. Thank you. So, Jared, so if you, what you're looking at is, if you have at least 20% equity in the property that you own right now and you are looking to move into another primary residence, then you can lease that property and we can waive that payment, or at least we can, you know, zero it out because you have 20% equity in your property. If
okay.
if you don't have 20% equity, in other words, if it's worth 100 and you owe 95, you got to sell it. Okay, it's that simple. But if it's worth 100 and you owe 79, then basically what you're looking at is you could come, you could write up a lease on that house. We could say that you're leasing that house and let you go buy another property. Now, here's the key, because wife has another house. I'm trying to do this all in your name alone, okay? If you can you afford the other house or the house that you're looking at on your income only, or will we need to add the wife's in?
Well, I'm about to hopefully start a new job and make more money, so we should be able to do that.
So that's the first thing that we would look at, because then what we would do is just do a simple conventional loan where we don't have to count the wife's debts or that house at all. Okay? That never shows up. All right? Now, if she owns it, same situation. If she's got over 20% equity, hey, she's going to lease that and do whatever.
There's no equity on her house.
All right. So then basically what we're doing there is, maybe dump it. Sell it. Sell it, put it on the market, and just get out of it while you can. But that would be how you do have an option based on what you're telling me, Jared, that you can definitely move into something a little bit bigger. We would have to get your finances in tune, but I could tell you within about 15 minutes exactly what size, what your buying power is, and help you out. That's easy. And being that you built the house on your own, you got some equity. I could definitely help you out there, bud.
Yeah, and you could do what we did, Jared. Instead of getting a bigger house, we just got bunk beds is what we got. That was our solution. The kids aren't happy about it, but I am. All right, Dwayne Stein is our guest for one more segment, and you just heard his brilliance there. So if you have a financial or mortgage-related question, not quite sure what to do, give us a call, 504-260-0995. And feel free to come out and join us. The Beer Fest is about to kick off. We're at NOLA Motorsports Park on the West Bank here for the West Bank Beer Festival. It is from noon to 5 today. Come on out. Air-conditioned Beer Fest. Can't get better than that. I'm James Parker. It's Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio. How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks and Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to gregoryricks.com, download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
We've got a map of callers, where they call from around the country, and it's really surprising how the audience and this show has grown. Thank you to all of you that are listening through the radio in your car or at home or on the stream through the iHeartRadio app.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10. News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Hey, Raj, happy birthday. How are you doing? Still feeling on top of your game?
No complaints.
Great. You've hit the big 5-0 now. Have you thought about talking with your doctor about some screening tests you need?
Screening for what?
High blood pressure, high cholesterol, colorectal cancer.
Jeez, that's not what I wanted to hear.
Hey, you have to know what's going on to stay on top of your game.
Visit ahrq.gov/consumer for a free checklist of screening tests for men 50 and older. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Gregory Ricks and Associates brings you the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all aspects of your money. Meet our estate planning attorney, Wes Blanchard.
You know, once you pass away, it's not something that you can get a mulligan on. It has to be done ahead of time, and the results of it not being done ahead of time can be very, very drastic.
The Total Wealth Authority. Summon us with the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, gregoryricks.com, or 504-832-9200.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
If we take a dollar and double it every year, then we go out 20 years, you'll have $1,048,576. But is Uncle Sam just going to let that fly that way for you? So if we're doing this and we go out 20 years and we've had 33% peeled off of our doubling each year, so with being taxed, what do you think that number is? $750,000? $28,000 is what you would have. So you go from this massive amount of money of $1 million to less than $28,000 when you consider taxes and fees.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at gregoryricks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Baby, you're a song. You make me want to roll my windows down and cry.
Saying you need to get it together. Time to call Gregory. Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Welcome back. You're listening to Winning at Life, the weekly wrap, live financial talk radio, and the show is live at NOLA Motorsports Park in New Orleans. There's so much going on here. They've got all the go-kart tracks going. The autocross has cars on it. The actual 2.7-mile track. Seeing Camaro, Porsches, and other cars on it this time. Oh,
the Corvette Club's in that lot.
Yeah, there's a Corvette Festival of some kind going on here. It's just like Corvettes everywhere. I was wondering why there was such a line of them getting in front of me getting through the gate this morning. And on top of that, it's second annual West Bank Beer Festival.
They're cheating. It's not supposed to start until noon. I went downstairs. There's people with their little baby mugs, and they're already drinking. They beat it. I know, those punks. You're not supposed to jump the line at a beer. You know, there's plenty of beer. You got 5 hours of drinking. You can't wait another 10 minutes.
James, this is what you need to learn about. This is what you need to learn about South Louisiana, brother, being from Texas. It's not what you know, it's who you know, son. So get in the know and get down there and get your mug and get started, brother.
Well, I can't get started until about a half hour before the show's over.
I know that.
Okay. I am somewhat responsible. I'll probably Uber home. That's how responsible I am. But Dwayne Stein, he's our buddy here for one more segment. And listen, if you like what you hear from him, he's going to be on the air after us on our New Orleans affiliate. So our listeners coming out of Mississippi or Mobile or Biloxi, get on the iHeartRadio app and look for WRNO if you want to catch his Mortgage Spectacular. It's 2 hours of greatness coming up at 1 o'clock on WRNO. Hey, you know, something we talked about during the week, I don't know if you heard this on the Daily Wrap, but I put these two stories back to back because it's kind of humorous, but there's some real-world consequences. There was one survey that showed almost half of Americans are in a house they can't afford, as in yes. There's negative financial consequences because they're what you call house poor. And I've started using that term, too, where you spend so much on your house that the rest of your life kind of suffers. And then there was a survey, and it came out literally the next day. And instead of asking economists and people who analyze the financial well-being of families and homeowners, they asked the actual homeowners themselves about their house, and their number one complaint was that their house is too small. And I don't know, Gregory and I were talking about it. It's just sort of the expectations game. You know, you think you deserve a bigger house with more space, but your paycheck says no. You don't even deserve to have a house as big as the one you're in right now. And we're just kind of trying to piece through where does that disconnection come from.
Well, And I'm sure on Gregory's side as well, I don't know if it's as much as what I'm dealing with, but the difference in articles and the difference in theories and the difference in, you know, when people are asking questions and all these things where they go, hey, we want to get some feedback, is so from week to week. Oh, housing, people can't afford it. Housing sentiment's up. People want to buy more houses, looking to what they call move up. So they can't afford their house now, but those same people want to move up to bigger properties. So I read this as a professional going, all right, for my listeners, I mean, where are we going? Because the bottom line is we do have more renters than ever. People can't afford to get in houses. We covered last week on Mortgage Gumbo, Angie brought up an article where over 50% of the population, their money is going to rent. Over 50% of their income for renters right now is going to rent. So how in the heck can they save? Right? They can't. Which is why today, one of the things I'm talking about on my show is how to give a gift of equity. Moms, dads, grandpas, grandmas, y'all want them out the house and y'all want to see little Junior, those millennials, you want to know why they're not buying? They've never had to. We've given them everything their whole life. So see, now let's get them out the house. I'm going to tell people how to give a gift of equity.
See, I like what you've touched on there because that was kind of a theory we had. For, you know, if you stay with your parents, my sister and I are, you know, from the same parents, same household, same school, everything growing up, but we couldn't be more different. My sister lived with my parents until she got married, literally, when she was 22, 23, and then she never went through what I went through. She never lived in a 400-square-foot dorm room where you had to share a bathroom down the hall. She never lived in that dumpy 550-square-foot apartment on the bad side of town for a couple years. You know, she never had the sort of housing reset. How does that play in the expectations game, Gregory?
Well, who didn't have this reset?
My sister did not have the reset.
Well, there's a couple of stories, and I think it's profound. We had discussions recently, and Stacy and I talk about this. We've got triplets going off to college. One of my sisters and her husband has a college student that has not had that reset. And next thing you know, old dad's building a house in another subdivision for her and her roommates. And it's a nice house, but it's like, what's her expectation? Like, well, we're going to sell it when she moves from college. And I'm thinking, she's not moving out. Yeah. But I think part of this experience is, okay, yeah, I live in a pretty nice house. And the kids have had a great experience with that. So what's that next experience is that reset. That, you know, that's part of college, is put you in that little dorm room, and then you'll go from there and you go up to an apartment. You're not going to all of a sudden move into some $300,000, $400,000 house. That's part of the reset to understand, like, wow, we had it good.
Yeah, and I think that's exactly what they're so, and not just they, but just in general, I think everybody's so disconnected from just the reality, what the value of a dollar is, what the difference, because, I mean, my gosh, my first house I bought, and I thought I broke the bank when I relocated to Florida, was $128,000, and I'm like, cha-ching, baby, I'm rolling. And, you know, I found this, you know, it was on a golf course, and instead of a lawnmower, they used cows to, you know, but in Florida, every corner has a golf course. I thought I made it at $128,000. And I think just there's such a disconnect, and that's the problem. So what I want to do is I want to show people how to get people into homes, whether it's a 0% program, a 1% down, using a gift of equity. There's houses out there. We just got to try to figure out how to get folks qualified to get in them, because they're under the roof, and if they're comfortable, you're spot on, Gregory. If I've learned how to live in my bedroom and not have to talk to my parents and not have to buy groceries, and I just got to come out and get dinner when the dinner bell rings and watch maybe a little episode of Seinfeld or Impractical Jokers with Mom and Dad every now and then during the week, why leave? So that's the reality that we're dealing with.
Yeah, you actually had me thinking about my first home purchase, and I actually got it at a HUD auction.
Yeah.
And I think I probably paid a bit more on the bidding because it's closed bidding, because I'd already missed a few deals, and then I said, look, this one, okay, yeah, I'm going to get this one. So I probably paid another $4,000 or $5,000 into it. So maybe I paid a little bit at the time, but I think I got in somewhere in the 70s. It's 74,000, maybe 76 or something. I can't quite remember. But I do know I sold it 5 years later for $140,000. So yeah. I'd say, you know, well, that was a pretty good experience.
This expectations game, though, isn't a problem for necessarily poor people, period, because you've told stories about people who are going into retirement and a house they can't afford, and you're like, this house is killing you. You have to move. And they're like, I can't move. My life is this country club. My life is this neighborhood.
Yeah, the golf cart, the golf course, and yeah, you're living well, but your retirement assets are not going to be able to sustain it.
Expectations is number one, and the Joneses do exist, right, Gregory? The Joneses that people want to try to keep up with, they do exist out there, that's for sure.
Yep.
And they got such fun toys and such nice houses, and what a great car he drives. Yeah.
But here's the difference. Here's another conversation that I had with a potential client this week for a reverse mortgage. Now we've got a guy who, very successful, had a good business, everything's fine, and you know what? He's now at the opposite end of the spectrum. He's like, you know what? The heck with this. Why the heck do I keep taking care of everybody? It's time for me to maybe enjoy my life. Guy's got a gorgeous house, about $5,000 a month on just his mortgage payment alone. So that tells you what kind of house he's living in, very quality. Yeah. And he's like, you know what? I'm done. Get rid of it. That $5,000, it's not that I need it, but I'm just tired of the note coming in every month. So you get to that total other end of the spectrum, and this guy's going to take full advantage of a reverse mortgage. And not that he needs the money, but I've yet to meet somebody like you talk about all the time, Gregor. How many people come in and go, hey, I want to pay more taxes. Show me how to pay more taxes.
Yeah. I've never met that guy.
Right. So, and we use that as an example when I was talking to this guy at your events, how you talk about that. And what I told him, and like he said, you know, I never will have enough money. So if you could show me how to save $5,000 a month for the rest of my life, I'm in.
That's Dwayne Stein. MortgageGumbo.com is his website. He is the mortgage expert of the Total Wealth Authority, Gregory Ricks and Associates. Thanks for your time, Dwayne. 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. It's Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks at the West Bank Beer Festival at NOLA Motorsports on iHeartRadio.
Thank you for tuning in to Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks. If you need to contact the office, find our next live event, listen to the show live or on demand, remember the Gregory Ricks and Associates app.
Live from the Gregory Ricks and Associates Wealth Management Studios, this is News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Welcome, Hour 3, live here from NOLA Motorsports Park in New Orleans. It kind of feels like a racing weekend, Beer Fest weekend. It's the second annual Beer Fest out at NOLA Motorsports Park in New Orleans. You're listening to Winning at Life. This is live Financial Talk Radio. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks.
I'm your co-host, James Parker. Coming up in this, the second hour of the show, I need you to lower your expectations because the Beer Fest has actually started, and I can't sit here and watch people walk in front of me drinking beer and enjoying awesome stuff much longer,
you know,
Gregor.
I have two things going on. I'm like, those cars are out on the track. You know what? I feel like I'm missing.
Yeah.
You know, 135 mile an hour straightaway, and then of course we're right in the middle of Beer Fest. I'm missing that too.
Yeah, this is the scene has now begun. The Beer Fest officially kicked off at 12, so we're only 3 minutes into it, but it's already getting pretty crowded here. Come on out. It lasts until 5 o'clock, so if this is the first you're hearing about it, hop in your car. Better yet, take an Uber, and, because you're probably not going to be in a great shape to drive home. And come out and join us. We're going to be upstairs here broadcasting through the end of the hour, and then for 1 to 5, we're going to be participants in the Beer Festival. So sitting down with us right now is a spokesman for the 610 Stompers. Your name and title. You're going to have to get close to that mic.
I got you. Let me sneak up on here. All right. My Stomper name is Big Bird, and okay. I am the executive director of the 610 Stompers.
Executive director?
Yeah.
That sounds awful formal for a 610 Stomper title.
It is awkwardly formal for sure, but I'm the paid employee. Who gets paid everything.
There's only one?
Just me. I'm at the top and the bottom.
Okay.
That's it.
Yeah, right? It all starts and stops there.
That's exactly right.
And Big Bird's your name.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I figured you'd have a title like maybe Head Stomper or
It'd be way cooler if I did, but yeah. This is...
That would be you running it, creating those names.
Yeah, because he talked me into starting an LLC for tax purposes, and it works, but in the paperwork, I'm the king of the LLC and my wife's the queen.
Oh, that's
perfect. But it's a legal document, so if I ever get sued or have to go to court, they have to address me as the king of my LLC.
I think that's part of what happened here, because we classified as a 501c3 nonprofit. Mm-hmm. So I think the formal thing to do is to have an executive director. But really, it was the CDO before we were a nonprofit. That was a chief dancing officer before we went to a nonprofit. Yeah, so
he could have been named Lord.
Take that.
He could have been Stomp Master Supreme. You can make up whatever you want.
What's your consulting fee? This sounds pretty amazing, some of these names.
Yeah, my consulting fee is about 2 ounces of beer and a cup this big, so maybe we can make that happen.
I will be at the Abita table. You know where to find us.
All right.
Well, we will be there.
Okay.
So who founded this whole gig?
Oh, great. It was founded by a handful of guys, but it was kind of backboned by a guy named Brett Slab Patron. And they all sat in Section 610 of the Dome together, and they came up with this wild idea that they wanted to create an all-male dance school.
It was named after the interstate.
It's not. So Section 610 in the Dome. It makes sense, though, because our logo kind of looks like a street sign, and I could see that correlation. But all the guys sat together in Section 610, and the goal was to parade, just do one parade. And then the Buddy D parade happened, got invited to that, and that was the first event. After that, just kind of lightning in a bottle. It really took off, and we did the Super Bowl parade, and then our goals gradually got larger and larger. And now we're getting, you know, anywhere from 30 to 40 requests for parades every year.
Now, I've seen you guys on billboards for, like, Don't Litter in Louisiana. Like, was it Keep Louisiana Beautiful that did that?
We've done Keep Louisiana Beautiful. We've done crosswalks. We've done bike safety. We've done quite a few public safety campaigns.
All right, but you realize when they do the public safety campaigns, they're like, all right, who can we get that's sort of iconic and known around that everyone can relate to, and we'll just piggyback on their existing popularity. Isn't that some sort of crazy validation for what seems like such a silly idea?
It's wild. Like I said, it was sort of a lightning in a bottle thing, and we represent the everyman. That's really our goal. Is we have guys from 21 to our oldest member, who's now in his 80s. You know, and we have all professions. We're as diverse as you're going to get in every way. So it's sort of cool to be recognized as something that everyone can relate to. And if you walk around New Orleans and say you know a stomper, inevitably they're going to say they know a stomper. I mean, it's sort of a cool network.
Hey, doors are open, velvet ropes are parted, things happen.
I would love to see that happen. That'd be great. Normally they just throw us a beer.
See, this is what happens. Some guys were just goofing around, and then they took their love of parading and dancing, and now they're icons, almost by accident. This is what we're talking about. The same thing that happened with, like, Lululemon. The same thing that happened with LaCroix. The same thing that sort of happened with Tesla. You know, even if you have the right business model, you still need that sort of coolness, that sort of trendy catch-on aspect, Gregory. How do you make that happen?
You know, it's just hitting. It's almost like a movement, but it catches on. And you know, you weren't all that to begin with, but now it's just, you're well known. It is a big deal. Heck, I'm looking at your website, and you're doing a 610 Stomper Cruise.
Oh yeah, it was one of my goals when I took over was to get on a cruise ship, especially with the great port of New Orleans that we have at our disposal. And we see cruise ships there all the time, so we figured it'd be a good partnership. So we are going to be performing on a Carnival cruise, and I think it's September 7th through the 11th. And it's all our first one was last year, and it was one of the best times we've ever had.
All right, we're talking with Big Bird. He is Stomptimus Prime of the 610 Stompers. I know, it's a great one, isn't it?
Keeps getting better.
All right, what are the rules on the 610 Stompers? You guys look like you're having fun, but you kind of have a pretty strict dress code. Let's start with the facial hair. You guys, is this on purpose? You're trying to bring back the mustache, because mustache is far more prevalent in your circle than it is outside.
Yeah, so it's very heavily 80s inspired, as you can see by the coaching shorts and kind of the softball tee. This is our summer uniform. We also have a winter uniform. But yeah, it's heavily 80s, so the mustache is a part of that. Obviously, I have one.
Dress code.
We do. We have rules, which is really crazy. But as we've grown to 120 members strong, we've had to implement some guidelines just to kind of keep everything.
I've never seen a stomper with his shirt untucked.
If I see that, it's my job as Stomptimus Prime to go and tell them to tuck it in.
Awesome. Yeah. All right. Where do you get your Austin Tube socks? Do you have to order those online? Because they're not in the store anymore.
Absolutely. Ordered online.
Okay.
Everything we get is online.
All right. Let's go head to toe. Head to toe. What's the dress code?
You can probably whip through. What we're wearing today is our summer uniform. So it's red headbands, red wristbands. I have a hat on, just same thing. But the softball tee, coach's shorts, these are custom made for us. People ask where they can buy them all the time because we get people who dress up like us for Halloween. Yep. But they're really custom made here in New Orleans. And then we get to our ankle or our shin length tube socks, and then followed by our gold shoes, which are custom as well.
Oh, I didn't notice y'all had gold shoes before. How'd that slip by me?
Yeah, they're shiny. When we dance, it's much more evident.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So what are you doing here?
So we've partnered with West Bank Beer Fest for 2 years now, and what we're doing is we're going
to
be performing.
Hang on. This guy's supposed to be pouring, but I see him drinking more. See? He's not pouring for the people. He's drinking.
It's hard work.
You got to test the product. Why would you serve something to someone if you're not willing to drink it yourself?
Quality control makes sense. Sorry about that.
Exactly. It's all quality control. So we're going to be performing here today twice. We have a great relationship. NOLA Motorsports has been one of our sponsors in the past as the facility hosting West Bank Beer Fest. We just enjoy coming out here drinking Abita. Abita has been one of our great sponsors. So you'll find me at the Abita table today. I'm actually handing out free tickets for our auditions. So if you come out to come over to the Abita table, we'll hook you up with some tickets to our auditions coming up in August.
Gregory, we can get in on this. You want to audition?
We can make it happen. I know a guy. It's August 12th and 13th at Harrah's, and then finals on the 19th.
He's actually thinking about it.
Cracking me up.
He is thinking about it. I can see the wheels turning.
We would look cool dressed like this.
Yeah, absolutely. Picture both of you sitting behind this table next year in Stomper gear.
I can't grow a good mustache.
You don't need a mustache. Because I can see you doing this. It fit in with your kickball theme you have going on Sundays. And
yeah, that does look like a lot of work, though. Like the choreography. Is that your work?
Yeah, all of our songs and dances are selected and created by our members.
Okay, but who does the choreography?
We have a dance committee, so it's really a group of guys. Any given
dance
year,
committee.
We have committees, we have a board, we have all these things that make us into a real thing.
You guys done a lot for charity. I see you at almost every charity event I go to of note. Mm-hmm. Why such the big focus on charitable events?
So the first time that we had a debutante ball, which is our kickoff to Mardi Gras, we ended up just with this pot of money after we threw a great party. So we decided that what we can do with that money is impact the community. We like to partner with local nonprofits and donate the money that we have because we're a pretty lean organization. We don't need as much money as some other organizations need. So over the years, we've been able to donate anywhere from $25,000 to $50,000 to different charities by throwing our events.
Where are you getting all this revenue from? Look at this, Gregory. They're a nonprofit scoring $50,000 off a party.
Yeah, that was just what we were able to donate, which was really exciting for us. But we throw really good parties, and that's kind of what it comes down to. Our events every year are the debutante ball. We do a ball crawl. We make some money on the cruise, auditions, and then we do the Stomper Spectacular with the Louisiana Philharmonic. So through all those events, we're able to raise some funds. And this year, we started the Stompers Give Back campaign to where we're partnering with four charities every year and just cutting them a check. Every quarter, we're going to be donating that money.
Something else I've noticed here looking through the pictures, you have like a security detail, and it looks like they all have a uniform, and it's all female.
It is.
They escort you in the parades as well.
That's exactly right. So to kind of turn the whole normal dance crew thing on its head, with the ladies and their boyfriends or husbands escorting them and protecting them, we have our fearless ladies, and they are fearless. They are the 6'10 splits, and they walk next to us during the parades, and they pretty much keep us as safe as you could be. Some of those people get a little rowdy during Mardi Gras, but they're able to keep it safe for us.
Ladies out there cracking skulls?
I've seen it happen. I can't talk about it, but I've seen it happen.
Well, Big Bird, is great to meet you. Big fan of your organization. Just really how you do so much for charity. So
awesome. Well, thanks so much for having me, guys.
Hey, right on. Thank you.
All right.
All right, you're going to stay on that website. You're going to get those audition tickets.
Thanks, y'all.
Look, he's laughing, but he really is thinking about it. All right, there you go, Big Bird. All right, we're out live. We're at NOLA Motorsports Park.
Picturing you in those socks and
I want those
tight
socks.
Shorts.
I wouldn't look good in the tight shorts, no. I would look stupid in the tight shorts, but the socks would look good. There goes another car zooming around. We're at the NOLA Motorsports Park for the West Bank Beer Festival, the second annual. Come on out. We're going to be here till 5 with the Beer Fest. We're only on the air for another 45 minutes. So if you have a financial situation, 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. It's Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. You won't learn this anywhere else.
I'm a disabled person. How would that affect my Social Security disability as far as inheritance?
What they need to set up is a trust for you, that if there is money, that it can go into an irrevocable trust. It doesn't go to you, and one of your siblings can be the trustee. That's how to do it correctly.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10. News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks and Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to GregoryRicks.com, download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
First rule is avoid losing money. Rule number two is have your money making money when it should. Third is the return of your money is more important than the return on your money. So what are your exits? How do you get it out?
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Gregory Ricks and Associates brings you the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all aspects of your money. Meet Dwayne Stein of Mortgage Gumbo.
That's where Greg's genius comes in, is just knowing to put professionals all in an environment to give the listeners of this show, and knowing that they have a platform and they can get questions.
The Total Wealth Authority. Summon us with the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, GregoryRicks.com, or 504-832-9200.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
You're listening and have a 401k. You always want to make sure you know what's pre-tax and what's after-tax dollars in that account and make them separated. If both of those monies get rolled over to an IRA, the way I define it is it's like pouring cream in your coffee and you're just saying, oh no, I don't like cream in my coffee. How can I get that out? How can you get it out? You can't. But there is a form where you can fill out when you take distributions that you'll simultaneously take out pre-tax and after-tax dollar at the same time so you don't get taxed again. So you've got to keep up with it. I would rather separate it. I don't want cream in my coffee. We're never mixing the two.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at GregoryRicks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Are you ready?
Exclusive access to the Capital One Cardholder Presale for our iHeartRadio Music Festival starts Tuesday at 12 p.m. Get your Capital One card ready and see the full lineup today at iHeartRadio.com/Capital One.
Are you a veteran looking for your next career? Hope Center is sponsoring a job fair for veterans. Participating employers will include the New Orleans Police and Sheriff's Departments, the VA Medical Center, Delta Personnel, Goodwill Industries, and many more. Come with your resume and be prepared to open the next chapter in your life. For dates and times, go to HopeCenterLA.org. A message from WRNO Communities, helping to make a difference in New Orleans.
It's a little too loud on the highway. I want to pull back in your driveway.
Big enough to deliver, small enough to care. Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
I like it turned up when you're blowing up my phone. Want to hear you say, come on over. Because when you tell me to come on over, I like the sound of that.
Welcome back. This is Winning at Life. We're really kind of winning this weekend. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks, along with James Parker. It's the weekly wrap. It's live financial talk radio.
And we're doing it right here in the middle of the second annual West Bank Beer Festival at NOLA Motorsports Park here in New Orleans.
All right, first beer right here, clink.
Yeah, and it's a good one.
Welcome. All right. Well, this is the stout from Mudbug Brewery. Aren't they in Houma?
It's good.
Yeah, I think that's the home brew of the Bayou Beer Festival.
Yeah, I like me some dark beer. That's pretty good. Well, okay, that kind of means I just drank a beer. You know, been having that urge. That speedway we're looking out here, 2.7-mile racetrack. Got Camaros, Porsches. There's a Formula One car going around it right now. It's like having that urge.
Oh, that guy's back out there?
Yeah, I had a sip of beer, and so that means I can't go out there today.
Yeah,
it's pulling on me.
When you say yes to beer, you say no to racing.
That's right.
Dude, that's...
Safety first. Look, you can still get tickets at the door. There's tickets available. It says this is indoor. It's air conditioning. How many beer vendors do they have? They said like 60? Or do I have a miscount?
No, I think it was 31.
31?
31 different breweries.
On two different floors here in their convention center.
Right, and each brewery has three different beers. So I think we have like 100 different beers or something close to it.
Yeah, pretty close.
Yeah.
31, 9. That's 100 beers, isn't it? 102.
Yeah, and look, I've already figured out a way. Like, see where this little divider comes next to this column? We could sneak into the VIP area and just pretend like we're one of the important people as soon as we're done with the show. Just act like, what? Yeah, of course we're here. Yeah, we're hanging out on the couch. So, come on out. It happens till 5. We're going to be on the air here till 1. In the meantime, though, financial situations, still welcome. 504-260-0995. We've been able to help quite a few callers already this show. We'd like for you to be next. We don't just want to sit out here and let you listen to us drink beer.
Look, I'm just thinking about this. Yeah, we've been doing the show for over 7 years now. First remote, live remote. We'll be doing more of those future. We're going to be doing cruising on the coast. And when is that? Beginning of October,
yeah,
isn't
first
it?
First week of October.
On there. And going to be a big part of that. Heck, you know, I'm kind of a car guy. I always wanted to go to cruising on the coast. But I've been doing this show for, you know, now we're going on the 8 years doing the Teenage Show. We're going on eight.
Yeah, going on eight.
And now going to get to experience that as well. You have a comment card?
Man, I got a lot of these, and we've cleaned up most of them except for these last two, except for this one has two questions on it. It starts off, this is from last week's Gregory Ricks Live, our next live event, August 23rd. You can be a part of it, RSVP at the website, or download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app. What is an indexed annuity? I have an IRA that was obtained with the understanding that I could earned 6% last year. Does this sound familiar from the Daily Wrap?
This is deja vu, too. So somebody came into the from that attended the Women Winning at Life event, and that's what she was saying. I moved some money and told me I would get 6% a year. She said, I'm not seeing it.
And then, what was it, on Thursday show, we had a guy call in with almost the exact same story, and we're looking at each other. Didn't we just answer this? So this seems to be a little trend, a little theme going here. The way some of these annuities are marketed and sold, I'm not saying they're intentionally misleading, but they are misleading.
They're leaving something out. Look, a fixed annuity means you're not correlated to market risk. Fixed is something conservative, and once again, you don't have investment loss with a fixed. It's fixed means if you're connecting to a fixed indexed annuity. Let me back up. Fixed interest rate annuity means interest is credited each year and the value goes up each year. It doesn't go negative. Annuities are backed up by the reserves of the insurance companies, and they basically have to put reserves into like treasuries and high quality corporate bonds. A fixed indexed annuity, instead of you getting the interest credit, they're using the interest to leverage the index. So you're buying call options or upside of the market indexes, but you're not invested in, so there's no negative market risk exposure to you. And then if you're saying, well, I want to create pension-like money. Because one of the core things about saving for retirement, why do we do that? It is to create an income that pays us from now on. And fixed indexed annuities, you can add an income rider to it, and that allows you to build up money based upon, let's just say, that 6%. There's what's called the roll-up. You're paying a fee for it, and it's going to become pension-like money at some point. So you have that fee, and it can grow at 6% a year. It's called an income base that it's going to grow. And let's say 10 years from now, it's gotten into the neighborhood of doubling almost, and now you can turn on a percentage based upon your age that's going to pay a check every month to you and your wife. You can do spousal continuation as well, so that's going to grow, and you can take that guaranteed income. But sometimes I think it's treated or understood like it's the account value. So you have the account value also. So you have the income rider, and originally without the income rider, you had the account value that grows by interest credits and index gains that are credited as interest credits. And then you can pay a fee to add the income rider on, and it kind of like everybody start, you know, they let you assume what you want, which is the problem, instead of making it clear that your account grows by index gains, the account value. That's your walk-away money. That's your death benefit money. And the income value is built for the purpose of creating a pension-like income. And they need to make sure you understand both aspects of that.
Right. So one is just the number they use to calculate how big your check's going to be. The other is the money you can actually walk away with if you unwind the deal. And people conflate them like they're the same thing. Had that come up three times this week. So I just knew we had to hit the comment card again.
Whoa, what was that?
Yeah, you can tell the beer fest is underway. All right. Yeah, let's get to the phones. Mary in New Orleans, you're next up on Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks. How can we help you, Mary?
Hi, my name's Mary. I have recently purchased a home in Mississippi, and my mother, with whom I live and whom I'm caring for, she wants to move with me, and she wants to sell the house we're in and use the money to pay off the house in Mississippi. So we're trying to figure out a way to do that without having that money exposed as a tax liability. I understand if you sell a house, you have a certain amount of time with which to purchase another house. Is that correct?
Okay. Let's back up and review. Whose house is it right now? Who owns the house?
It belongs to my mother.
Okay. And she's wanting to sell it and use the money to buy another house?
Well, to pay off the house that I've already bought.
Okay. So is the money exchange about the same?
It probably will be, yeah.
Okay. Well, that's her home. She's had that home for quite a few years, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you get an exemption. I don't think this is going to be a taxable event to her.
Oh, she's 97.
Okay. Well, She can do that. It's not going to be a taxable event.
Yeah,
to her.
If it's not a primary residence, like if it's an income property and a rental property, you can have some issues with capital gains like that, where if you rolled it over to another rental property or some other like kind investment, then you could get the tax deferred on that. But that doesn't apply to residential situations up to a certain point, though, right? She's not a bazillionaire.
No, when we're talking about the value, they're saying it's about $60,000.
Yeah, so you should.
Well, yeah, it's going to end up being around that. It's an older house. I guess I was concerned about the fact that I have already purchased the house, and her intent was to move in with me and then sell the house and then use the money to pay off the house we're going to be living in together.
Yeah, see, we've got a law back in May of 1997. To claim the whole exclusion, you must have lived in your home. It needs to be her home, her principal residence, an aggregate of at least two of the 5 years before the sale. This is called the ownership and use test. You can claim the exclusion every 2 years. So she's not going to have a taxable event from selling that and basically gifting it or just paying off the house, writing the check to pay off that debt.
Yeah, Mary, so good news here. You do not have to worry about the tax consequences.
Yeah, we've been living in the house since 1950, and I've been living with her since 1992. So, that's really good to know.
Done deal.
All right, happy Saturday. Go enjoy the rest of your weekend. How do you pronounce this this next caller's name, Angie? I don't want to get it wrong. Did you say Frank? Oh, you want to take a break? How about we get the question first, and then we'll take the break? Or how about we just go to break? I'll do what she says. We'll go to break. Angie's in charge here. We're already beer-fested out, so... if you want to be after the next caller, 504-260-0995. We are live at NOLA Motorsports Park for the West Bank Beer Festival, the second annual one. So come on out. Just ask your phone where it's at, and we're going to be partying here until 5 o'clock. 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. It's Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
I parked $8,000 in a traditional IRA, and I find I really need the money now because I got a $3,400 house insurance payment I can't meet. Mm. I'm wondering if I can take it out without paying a big penalty to the IRS.
What is your age?
60.
Well, good news about that is you're over age 59 and a half. So if you do indeed take a distribution from that account, you won't pay any penalty for doing so, because if you're under age 59 and a half taking money from a qualified plan, there is a 10% early withdrawal penalty.
I'll pay taxes, but not a big penalty.
Correct. There will not be an early withdrawal penalty.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at gregoryricks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting.
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have to.
Twinsies!
I kinda love it.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
And I sure couldn't get into any discussion on a financial tool on the first meeting. We'll find out what's going on and help give you guidance. And if you should be somewhere or do something else, I will flat tell you that.
Gregory Ricks and Associates, the 401k and retirement authority. 504-832-9200, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or gregoryricks.com.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
Everybody's mindset is to be a millionaire at retirement because of inflation and lost buying power. Remember, in 1974, a Big Mac cost 75 cents. Is that some inflation or what?
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10. News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. In Norfolk, Virginia, President Trump at the commissioning ceremony for the aircraft carrier honoring our 38th president.
If he could see this ship today, President Gerald Ford would see his vision brought to life, and he would see his legacy of service being carried on.
The carrier still needs tests and may not be ready for deployment for another 4 years. Protests continue over the police shooting of an unarmed Australian woman in Minneapolis.
While the mayor was trying to address the media about the resignation of Police Chief Janae Harto, those protesters interrupted her and demanded her resignation too.
We do not want you as the mayor of Minneapolis, and we're asking you to resign.
Now, the mayor left the room briefly as the protesters said that the city needs new leadership as well.
Maury Glover of Fox TV affiliate KMSP in Minneapolis. Fox News, we report, you decide.
The
The contents of this show are meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not meant to take place of your attorney, accountant, tax professional, personal trainer, football coach, interior decorator, or those fortune tellers at Jackson Square. Please consult a financial advisor before making all investment decisions.
Gregory Ricks & Associates is a registered investment advisory firm. If you'd like a copy of Form ADV, our full disclosures, call the office 504-832-9200 or go to gregoryricks.com.
Wish that you could see what I see when it's gone. I see a dust trail following.
Your daily dose of financial wisdom, Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
It's Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio. We are live at the West Bank Beer Festival at NOLA Motorsports Park. Go to NOLAMotor.com or just ask your phone. Say, Siri, give me directions to NOLA Motorsports Park. And she'll say, all right, here. And this is how you get there. Now, this is a little different than regular beer festivals because it is indoors. It is in air conditioning. It is in not just a shade. We're in air conditioning and shade. So that's fantastic. And plus, you know what else you have? Indoor bathrooms.
That's right. No portal app.
That will be a factor here in about 2 hours. It will be some life-changing stuff. So come on out. It's a great little scene. 31 different beer vendors are here. They got a gigantic Connect Four. We got some cute girls over there playing a gigantic version of Jenga. But we also have a half hour of financial goodness for you. If you have a financial situation, not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory. Especially before he has a few more beers. 504-260-0995. To the phones we go. This is Chalfant and DeRitter. You're next up on Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks. How can we help you?
Afternoon, gentlemen.
It is a good afternoon. I'm glad you noticed that. How can we help you?
Hey, my parents are wanting to gift the home they live in. They got a beach home up in New Jersey, worth about close to $3 million, and they got about six grandkids and four kids. They were talking about gifting it in pieces over the next couple years. Don't worry, the property isn't and located anywhere near what was that fat guy, the fat Republican that was laying on the beach?
That was Chris Christie.
Yeah, Chris. Yes. Trump's buddy.
So he's not your neighbor.
Yeah. The fat Republican who shut down the beach that he went and hung out. Yeah. Okay.
Shut down all of the beach for everybody else except himself. But we, so my parents were saying they're going to start gifting the property over the next couple of years, and they don't know anything about how to do it or anything like that. Is that possible? Do they have to form a corporation or... How do you do it? And I'm gonna get off because I'm on.
Well, one thing about, but don't jump away real quick. So they own the property. They don't have a trust or anything that it's in.
No.
Okay. And is the property paid for?
Yeah, they own it outright.
Okay. One thing about gifting it is they're giving up that step-up basis. It's worth $3 million, but I kind of believe they didn't pay that much for it.
No, about a buck and a half.
So when you're gifting it, you're creating a taxable event there, and when they pass away and they're done with the property, then you get a step-up basis on that. My sense of this is probably something that should be packaged in a trust to handle that and protect that tax status of it. That's quite a bit of value to gift through the normal process, and that's where Wes Blanchard, the estate planning attorney that's a member of the Total Wealth Authority, you might want to have a conversation with him about how to structure a large transaction like that.
Yeah, you remember during the 2012 election when we did some of the estate planning at Mitt Romney, and he had put his house in a trust that his kids administered, and he paid rent to the trust so he's able to pass on assets to his kids like that?
Yeah.
I don't remember the details, but they can do some fantastic things with trusts. But you're going to have to lawyer up. I mean, we've got the guy for you if you need if you need some more guidance on that, Chalfont. But
yeah,
you're on the right path here.
Yeah, well, we're trying to avoid taxes. But my father's name, although it seems like right now you might be able to pay your taxes in rubles. All right, I'm on the interstate. I got to let you guys go.
All right, thank you very much, Chalfont.
Thanks for the call. Thanks for being a listener. And, yeah, you can reach Wes Blanchard. Go to my website, Total Wealth Authority, on that tab. The website is gregoryricks.com, or you can call my office, 504-832-9200, and we will link you up with Wes.
I'm just glad they're doing something about it now, because, you know, you got to plan for these things if you want it to work out properly.
Yeah, and to have that big property, and we don't have any other details, there could be more value there overall in the inheritance, but that sounds like a sweet property.
Yeah, well, and also if just that one property is that high in value, you know they're going to be bumping up against the estate tax.
Yeah, that's why I was thinking there could be some value there.
Really better do something about it then. All right.
Well, let's see. We ought to talk about the analyzer.
401k analyzer.
401k analyzer, and we've not talked about that lately, but I've had a lot of people come on board as clients utilizing that service lately. It's just like more popular than ever, and that's a service where we give guidance and help you with your 401k. You know, one of the things a lot of people commonly do is they just kind of say, okay, what do I do? I put my money in these five things, and they never rebalance it. They don't even know if that's the best funds of their choice to do so, and kind of forget about it as well. It kind of becomes forgotten money. And one of the services we do is on a quarterly basis. We'll take your statement. We'll do a Morningstar report, look at all of your options to see what's most likely the best performing, and correlate it to what's going on in the markets. We'll run our strategies against that.
Stress test is what you're thinking of.
We'll stress test as well on that, and to make sure you're using the one that's in your best interest, best for you with what's going on. And even in between each of the quarterly updates, if something's happening that you should be aware of that can affect your money, we're going to give you guidance on that as well.
Yeah, the rebalancing one is something that, you're right, most people never even touch that. And It's just as simple as if you want a 60-40 split stocks and bonds, and you wait 5 years and your stocks have doubled and your bonds have halved, then you're not at 60-40 stocks and bonds anymore, or what you want to be. Then you're more like 80-20. So what do you got to do? Well, you got to sell some of your stocks and you got to buy a little more bonds. But it also forces you to sell on the up and buy when there's a dip. It's a brilliant little move here that vastly overlooked.
And that's how much should be in the market. And if you're holding bonds as well, how are rising interest rates going to affect that? You need to have an understanding of how that can impact you. And then, look, if you're within 5 years of retirement, you may be thinking about those 401k choices a little bit different, because you're in within 5 years. You might need to get more conservative, especially if your numbers are good.
Can I throw out a guess in the 401k analyzer service, where you start taking a look at what people are invested in? Is the number one first fault you find most often at A-share mutual funds?
Well, when looking at that, sometimes that's surprising, but we do see them using the wrong kind of funds in those as well. Pricing cost of that 401k is important.
Right on. All right, financial situation, 504-260-0995. You can send us a text message via the Gregory Ricks & Associates app. You can email us at gregory@gregoryricks.com. Gregory, we've got just a second here. You think we can squeeze in a comment card before the break? We can start one. Look at that. See, people they're going to the indoor bathroom. This is already
indoor.
Yeah, and look who's here. Look.
Oh, we have somebody sitting at our table.
Yeah, you've never been on the show before, have you? She's not going to be
and
on the show.
And she's not going to be.
Get out of here. Number one question on this comment card is my money growing? How can you not know the answer to that question? Are people really blind and not really aware of what their accounts are doing?
Some don't look at it often, and some look at it every day.
as far as services that we have, our custodian is Fidelity Investments. You know, the way I look at technology, you know, just like going to Fidelity site, you can look at it 24/7 anytime you want to see, and you can have different type of reporting. We even, you can go to our website and take a look at the video that says My GPS. And it, we have another service that we've created and partnered with some other firms to create the ability to look at your entire financial world, not just what you're working with us on or what's at Fidelity or if you're using some fixed annuities and stuff, but even where you have money to work with other firms, your mortgage, your credit cards, your savings, you can actually have all that linked in one place and see everything you're doing at any time. So for them to, is my money growing? Well, it should be, and you should know. You should be able to look at it from time to time.
Financial situation, 504-260-0995. We are live at the West Bank Beer Festival at NOLA Motorsports Park. NOLAMotor.com for more info. I'm James Parker. It's Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks and Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to GregoryRicks.com, download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
Yeah, we talk about stocks and all these different choices and where we think a bottom might be. And you have to be careful with all of your decisions and seek professional licensed help in doing this.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
The National Council on Aging is the nation's leader of helping people 60 years and older meet the challenges of aging. They partner with nonprofit organizations, government, and businesses to provide services such as utility bill assistance, wellness and nutrition options, and many other everyday tasks that get more difficult with age. For more information on the National Council on Aging, call or visit your local branch. The Jefferson Council on Aging, 6620 Riverside Drive, Suite 216, Metairie, Louisiana, 504-888-5880.
Gregory Ricks and Associates brings you the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all aspects of your money. Meet our CPA, Jude Heath.
Well, tax season is what it is. Some folks come in and the tax year is already planned. On a going forward basis, there was some legislation that was put in that some of it can affect some of the listeners.
The Total Wealth Authority. Summon us with the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, GregoryRicks.com, or 504-832-9200.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
How do you go about finding out just what your company's 401k is investing in, and can you demand to know that? Or are they required to tell you that?
Well, you've got choices inside of your 401k. You should be, and basically it amounts to mutual funds.
Do they tell you that?
Well, you're the one that should be picking them, unless you've hired a service to pick them like Fidelity, but you still have to make the full list of choices. You need to do a little work on it. It's just not, well, let me just throw some money here, because you need to understand how it's correlating to the market, how it's performing, its fees. I don't never look at anything as buy and hold.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at GregoryRicks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Now that I can fix some drinks, pour it on ice, mix it on up and get you feeling right. I can get you buzzed, I can get you smiling, I can make you feel like you're sitting on an ice.
Got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory. Winning at Life on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Welcome back. Winning at Life, weekly wrap, live financial talk. We're doing the show from NOLA Motorsports Park, New Orleans. We've got cars out here on the 2.7 mile
racetrack. When I drove in this morning, the go-kart tracks were already going. They had a big Corvette show. The autocross has cars going on there. Extreme experience where you can drive Ferrari, Porsche, Vet on a racetrack. They were up and running this morning. This is one of the busiest places. And on top of that, it's the second annual Beer Fest. And you can get tickets at the door. Come on in. And here's the greatest thing about it. It's indoors. Air conditioning. We're not sweating to get a beer, James. Pretty awesome.
Yeah, I tell you what else is pretty awesome here. I was looking up this Social Security report here, but next to it was another spreadsheet full of numbers that are pretty impressive as well. What is this? Is this another great set of ratings for Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks?
Oh, my God. I heard about this.
Yeah, this is so weird. You mean to tell me from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturdays, we have more listeners than a station that starts with W and ends with L on AM and FM combined?
We've been kind of crushing it for a long time. We have a lot of listeners. Even on the weeknight show, we have some pretty strong ratings as well.
All right, here's the bad news, though. Social Security will be paying out more than it receives in just 5 years. Hey, what could possibly go wrong?
It's that pyramid.
Yeah, the Ponzi.
Yeah.
See, I'm feeding the scary factor of this, because how many people come in, they're like, well, I don't know if Social Security is going to be there when I retire. And you're like, dude, you're 60. Social Security's not going to fall apart in 6 years. But, you know, for people my age, you know, 40 and even younger, Social Security may get a haircut at some point when we retire.
Well, taxes have to go up before then. There is a problem. It's on your statement, first page of your statement. They're running out of money at some point, and being that paying out more than is coming in is a pretty big deal. But you know what? That's happening with pensions as well. That's why there's such a pension problem in the country.
Yeah, it really is. It's just a defined benefit problem. You can't have defined benefit programs. You can have defined contribution programs, but the math is in. Defined benefits do not hold up.
It's going to increase the country's debt. It's an unfunded liability.
Yep.
That we have.
All right. Another reason I'm bringing this up is because there's a crowd, and, you know, we kind of had to talk my dad out of this, who wants to turn on Social Security early just in case it goes away, or I want to get it while I can, or there's some sort of verbiage where they act like if they don't take it now, then they're going to miss out. And the math just says the exact opposite. The longer you wait to turn it on, the better.
Do you see a scenario where Social Security ends, really?
No, not in our lifetime. On a long enough time scale, of course it's going to end. In 1,000 years from now, of course. The United States isn't even going to be here. No country has lasted 1,000 years. But here's the deal. In our lifetime, in our kids' lifetime, no, it will definitely still be there. It may get a haircut. They definitely will raise the taxes at some point, but completely go away? No.
Yeah, even though it has a funding problem, well, our country has a funding problem. Is we take in almost $1 trillion less than we spend each year. So we have a debt that's up over $20 trillion at this point. So you're like, oh, Social Security's going to end. No, we'll just have more debt, more negative spending.
Right, and when we have to ramp up inflation to deal with that debt, they won't ramp up Social Security fast enough to keep up with it. So there will be a de facto cut. There may not even be an official nominal, you know, by the numbers cut, but when you take it as far as purchasing power, I definitely believe there will be a cut for me, for my parents, for people that are 10, 20 years older than me. No, they're not going to see any cut whatsoever.
It's that day when we are going to have hyperinflation, and it is coming because It will make the debt tolerable, because the debt won't inflate. Just all the money will inflate. Then their percentages work out again. And you got that same effect with Social Security, that it won't be as a valuable benefit that it is now.
It's going to have all sorts of weird distortions. So you realize after hyperinflation, like if hyperinflation happened right now, that would de facto pay half of my mortgage. You know, because if I owe $200,000 on my house and the dollar's now worth 50 cents, then I really just owe half of that. Does that make sense?
Well, yeah, your debt's not going to go up, but, you know, income, everything else should inflate.
Yeah. All right. A few seconds left here. Let's talk about what we're seeing right now. Let's describe the scene. We are indoors. We are in carpet. We are in the shade. We are in air conditioning. There's some pretty sturdy carpet here in the second floor of the event center at NOLA Motorsports Park. And, Gregory, this is something I didn't expect when I first came out here. I didn't know they had an event center like this, that you could have an event that's totally unrelated to motorsports, motorcycles, cars, go-karts, anything like that. And when you talk to these guys, they do. They have all kinds of conventions and things that are happening over here. But today, it is a beer fest, 31 vendors set up, or 31 breweries set up. And this is a nice little crowd already. What do you think of it so far?
I'm impressed, especially the air conditioning, because all the beer festivals I've been to are outdoors, and it's either really hot or raining, which is a lot of what we experience in New Orleans.
There is an outdoor section. They got the big stage set up outside. Johnny sketching the Dirty Notes. Hey, wife, you like those guys, don't you? Don't you remember those guys, the dude with the big sousaphone? Yeah, yeah, we've seen him a few times. You remember the sousaphone? Come on, it's the guy with the giant tuba. And he's in a band. And they rock. They will melt your face, they rock so hard.
Awesome.
So if you do want to go outside and maybe sweat some of this beer out, that's fine as well. Tell you what's already better, too, the bathroom situation. We got the Harley folks downstairs, though. These people make some fancy mugs. Did you see the guys on the other side of the upstairs bar that have the bottle cap art?
No, did not see that yet.
You got to go check that out. They have a big state of Louisiana and a big state of Texas and some other cutouts on boards with the holes for bottle caps that you fill as you drink different beers. And it is sort of a make-your-own piece of art. It's sort of the template for your own art piece.
To see people just keep coming up the stairs. It's all filling up.
Yeah, it took a while, though. It took from about 12 to 12.05 for this place to really have a crowd in it. Yeah. Now, you aren't here, wife, but they actually started the pouring like at 11.50. I hope I'm not tattling on anybody, but they just couldn't wait. And they're like, sure, start pouring.
Have a cup, we'll pour something to fill it.
All right, you know what I see, though, when I see this booth right here, the people that make the custom mugs? This is an entrepreneur. This is someone who is going out there, and they love doing it, and they're trying to turn their art into a business. They're trying to turn their hobby into a business. I love what that looks like. You know, your entrepreneurial spirit doesn't get all excited when you see people doing that?
It does. I love small business. It's what the backbone of this country is, and it will be.
Yeah, and same thing with the art guys on the other side. I'm trying to figure out what's in the corner way over there because they have a light set up and a couple of cameras and a couch and a backdrop like they're doing interviews.
And the backdrop, the step and repeater, whatever, is a NOLA Motorsports logo on it.
All right, so. Now, out of these guys on the track here, we should go ahead. I think we said this in the first hour. The baddest car out here is a Porsche. I wouldn't have guessed that. What's the theorizing behind that? Why not a Lamborghini or a Ferrari? Why or a Corvette? Why a Porsche?
That Porsche itself has a great racing program. Everything comes from what they do on the racetrack and learn from for those 911s, those Caymans, and the other models that you drive there has that technology embedded in it. And I am a preferred access member of NOLA Motorsports Park. So, I have a little bit of privileges. And what I enjoy driving out there best is a Porsche GT4. It just holds the track. I've driven other cars, and there's just nothing like what a Porsche can do on a racetrack.
Well, they got that. Is it the Dodge Demon that's 800 horsepower? That's not going to do anything.
That's a launching vehicle.
Right. That's not going to do anything.
You want to take off to the moon, right? You can launch. But that's not going to hold the track, and it's too much horsepower.
Too much?
It's a drag racer, really.
Yeah, you would think the bigger the engine, the better. But, you know, the wheels aren't wide enough. It's way too high off the ground. The center of gravity's way the heck up here.
You have all that weight in the front of it and horsepower to spin those rear wheels, so you won't make it around this track. And there's what? 18 turns. It'll get loose on you, and you'll be doing 360s, fearing for your life.
All right, that's going to about do it for the show. This has been Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
Life with Gregory Ricks is copyrighted by Gregory Ricks for the private use of our audience. Any unauthorized use of this broadcast without express consent by Gregory Ricks is prohibited.
Thank you for tuning in to Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks.